Multiple choice. No, brother. No, brother. No, brother. The filter is but a queen or a pawn or a rook in the game of chess. You see, in order to win the game, you need to see the board.
There we go. All right, guys, we're back. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Y'all got a question. Oh, we got another caller here. We got 317. 317, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
317, somebody have
what's up, Tom? What's up, Steve?
What's good with you, fam? What's your question, brother?
Clear your conscience.
All right. Clear your conscience. What's the best way to move if your girl leaves the house and take the kids from you?
Wait a second. Why number one, why are you living with a woman? Why do you have a kid with a woman that's not your wife? And why are you telling this? You just said your girl. Did you just say your girl? You didn't say your wife. You said your girl.
It's my wife.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, let's go back. You had an argument, right? What was the argument about?
It wasn't really an argument. I pretty much told her I can't.
Call her, brother.
I don't want to cheat on
her. Brother, I don't live in the world of kinda. Wasn't really, sorta, maybe, might be. It is or it is not.
It is or it isn't. So, what did you tell your wife?
I can't meet with this man. I need to see somebody else.
Okay, are you seeing someone else or you just want to see other people?
Yeah, I just want to see other people, but I
okay,
didn't
wait,
want
wait,
to
wait, wait,
go
wait,
behind
wait,
my back.
All right, listen, I understand this. Wait, let me say this to you, brother. You understand you ain't built for this, dog. I don't know why y'all get these grand ideas that you can have a harem of women. And how long you were married for? How long were you married for?
7 years.
So when did you? So didn't you want to fuck other women 7 years ago?
No, I was good. I was cool.
So now you want to fuck other women? Okay, then I would tell you to do this. Tomorrow's Friday. At lunchtime, go to your lawyer and get the papers drawn up for your divorce. And then to get your divorce, get child support, get your child support ready, and see your kid on weekends, on holidays, and go try to live a lifestyle that you can't even live. You ain't built for this lifestyle, big dog. Let me ask you a question. What makes you think that you built to get a bunch of women, dog?
Because that's me. I'm built for it.
Well, if you were okay, wait.
Carla, when
I was young when I got married. I'm not gonna lie. I was young.
Carla, we understand. Carla, when you got one that's ruining all the fun, and then you want to get 10, brother, that's a life full of sin, brother.
Yeah.
You're already losing, and now you want to be choosing. You went for a cruising, brother.
Yeah, and here's another thing, big dog. Here's the thing, big dog. If you are built for the life, then why are you calling us about your woman taking – listen, because women going to come and go. So you're going to keep calling us every time a woman leaves and stuff like that?
Nah.
So I don't think you built for this life. But
no, I'm not.
I'm just saying to you this. If it were me, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm saying if it were me and I was in your fucking shoes, I would go and get that lawyer, man. Because, I mean, if you, listen – What else? But see, here's the thing. Okay, Colin, let me tell you something. You want to know why I can tell your fuck game is really bad? You want to tell you why? Do you know how many women Do you know how many women I've been with that have told me that they're God-fearing, church-going women that, you know, they will never lick a piece of pussy in their life. And by the time I'm done with them, not only are they licking pussy, but they're finding women for me. So I'm gonna ask you this question.
I drowned him with that one,
but I don't think you understand it. So this is why I'm saying you ain't built for this game, dog. Because if you was built for this game, you should already locked your one down already as your number one, and she would be fine with you bringing women in or bringing them in for you. But because you ain't doing what you know how to do in the bedroom, that's why I keep telling you, you ain't built for this, dog. I know you're hearing all these guys tell you to have several wives and live that lifestyle, but y'all ain't built for that lifestyle because you can't even control the one you have. How are you going to control the two, the three, and the four, my brother?
I couldn't control her because I fucked too early. That's what I'm saying. I had messed up you early.
Brother. So why didn't you put her on the game plan, brother? You're the man. Set the law of the land.
Yes.
No, but it was starting to get disrespectful. That's the only reason why I'm like, I'm trying to just walk my hands with it. But I wanted to get a second opinion, you feel me? And I never really caught the show for it.
Brother, I understand, brother. Brother, riddle me this, though. I was born today, but I wasn't born yesterday, brother. At what point is there any disrespect about fucking other women? Where is the disrespect coming in at? What is there to talk about? Because it's a guy that came in and called yesterday, right? He said, he tried to tell me about what a woman wants. I said, what's important? What she wants or what we going to do?
There you go. Caller, if you listen to one of my last testimonials I put out, I had a guy that told his woman he wanted to see other women, and she pouted, and then he said, we're going to go home, and she changed her tune. I bet you when she see those divorce papers, she might change her tune. But that's up to you. You must decide on what you want to do. If she's disrespecting you, should never be in that type of relationship. But I don't understand what makes you think that you got it in you to control a harem of women that's going to act like this when they can't get their way. What are you going to do when four of them, what are you going to do? What are you going to do at Thanksgiving when three of them want to come to your place, four of them want you to meet their parents, two of them want to go out of town and stuff like that? What you going to do then?
I'm going to put myself first.
But you ain't doing
no,
okay.
Carla, you got to be strict about how you deal with conflict. And then comes time to evict. That's it.
Yeah, but see, here's you going.
You
called us, brother, two heirs, brother. You called us telling us what she did instead of what you're going to do.
Exactly. So how can you be about you when you all
about
her?
Yeah, you got me right there. You got me right there.
Well, he did get you right there. He got you on your truth. It's the truth, dog. You all about the woman, dog. Talking about you going to be about you. You can't be about you because you don't even know who the fuck you are. How can you be about yourself if you don't know who you are, dog? Silence. Crickets. Come on.
Now I'm listening.
Don't give me crickets.
I'm listening to you. I'm asking you.
You don't even know yourself. Clear your conscience. Yeah. Come on, man. You don't even know who you are, man.
You're right. I got
so how you
up,
think
man. You're right.
But wait, how? You got to tell us how.
Steve, let's check this. Carla, are you a stay-at-home dad?
Stay-at-home? I ain't no damn bum, bro. Come on, man. That's a bum.
But brother, you're acting like one.
So you're a stay-at-home mom?
What? Wait a second. She ain't working? Wait. What spell did
you
right now?
I deserve more than this, man.
She ain't working and she causing problems?
Dog.
Brother, that's taxation without representation, brother. That's a violation.
She mirror on the wall. Who's the mightiest of them all? I got this bitch for 7 years. Laid back. Eat my bonbons, watching soap operas.
Carla, she doing what she want and she changing the rules. Carla, you're not a bum, but you look like a fool.
Yeah, you got me.
We ain't trying to get you. We're trying to wake you up.
Carla, riddle me this. Carla, she don't work at all. She ain't got no function.
Hold on, don't make me laugh, but I gotta say this. Don't make me laugh. Hold on, Carla. All right.
She don't work
at all. I fuck with y'all, man. I fuck with y'all, man. You know, I don't fuck with anywhere. Right. Yeah, I fuck with y'all, man.
No, this is
I fuck with y'all.
She don't work at all. She don't work at all. She walk out the door and take the kids. Where is she going?
That's what I was saying, man.
Where is she going?
That's a family house.
Brother, for how long?
That's right there, though.
She likes her castle. And the moment she left the door, she actually did you a favor. Because before she walks back in that door, she needs to pay a fee. She coming back in this door, the rules is different. That's what you do. Next time she coming, let the kids run right past your legs. Start her right at the door and say, where you going? And then she gonna say, huh? And then you let her know the law of the land. Because when we was kids, what did our parents say? You either in or you're out.
Yeah, stop playing outside.
You ain't doing that shit, dog. Oh, hold on. Hey, dog. You about that? Let's call her right now. Let's call her right now and let's tell her what's up. You ready to do that shit? You ready to man up? No, I'm not laughing serious. You ready to do this? Let's call
no,
right now.
I ain't ready.
How old are you?
Call it. Listen, buddy. You can either be a problem solver or a man that waits for problems.
Right. So, dog, this is what I'm saying. You want to be about that life. You want all these women, but you can't call one motherfucking woman.
I ain't wanted to hold back. I'm just saying, I just want to be free for real.
Well, I'm just saying, listen, bro, what I'm saying to you is that you can't fire somebody. You can't ask for what you want. What are you scared of?
And Carla, it ain't about wanting her back. Carla, it's about creating order.
You can't get, right, order. You understand? God damn, I'm going to have to do two shows today on order and pride, man. Do you know that you got to create order with your women? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And you can't call your woman right now. Tell me what you're scared of. Because you ain't getting no divorce, dog. You ain't getting no divorce. Because now I know she working by, she ain't working. Man, you the bitch in this relationship, man. You understand that shit?
Yeah, well,
hello?
I was the bitch at first.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I was. I was acting like
no,
a bitch.
No, you are right now. You don't understand that, do you?
Nah.
Listen, she's been staying at home for seven moons.
No, not 7 years.
Carla, if you don't make your move,
just 3 years.
Carla, if you don't make your move, Carla, can you hear me? Carla?
Yeah, I got you.
If you don't make your move, you'll be reacting to hers, and then by then it'll be too late.
So why don't you call her now, and man, why don't you do the first thing in your life, man up, and challenge her? Are you ready to do that shit?
Nah. I'm cool, man.
Yeah, man, I'm cool. Hello. Yeah, baby.
I'm going to handle it my way.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean that. I don't want other women. I don't want to lose you. I mean, I appreciate me being your bitch. I'm sorry and I'm weak. And can you please forgive me? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to say that. No. You can stay at home and you can fuck whatever you want and I'll vacuum and do the dishes. Hell, I even buy your Tampax for you. Is that okay? Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm weak as fuck.
That's how you sound, dog. That's how you sound. I think we got to get to Ty. I got to call Taekwondo Airlines because I think we got a soft one on the air. I think we got a soft one. Wait, hold on.
Breaker 19. Taekwondo, breaker 19. Ty, are you hearing me? Taekwondo, right there. Breaker 1. Manhood, command.
One second, brother.
Okay.
Hold on.
Breaker 1. Yes, sir. We are 15 nights from, we're at Bitchland, and we got one right above that, and I'm trying to get out. I'm having a little bit of turbulence. I've got to get the fuck out of here. Please help me. Advise.
Yeah, okay. We're in Bitchland on our right, but if we go to the left, we'll be stuck at I Can't Put My Foot Down Land. So we don't want to go that way. So we want to make a hard U-turn to get out of Loserville. And then once we leave Loserville, we'll have to go past I'm sorry that you did something wrong to me, Bill. I'm sorry for forgiving you for doing me wrong, Bill. And once we get past that, we might reach some sort of manhood. Hopefully there's sunshine and rainbows there, but there's nothing but darkness over here, sadness and
doubt. I don't think I have the strength to turn. I don't have any power in me to turn, caller. I'm going to switch the airlines to 50 degrees left. We're going to try to go ahead and U-turn around, but it looks like I'm passing Bitchland right now, and it looks like I'm in Suckerville.
Do you see no backbone barnyard on the left?
Yes. Oh, wait. I'm close by the street called sleeping on the couch tonight because I'm going to be in trouble when she gets home.
Oh, wait. There's lower your voice, bro. She might hear you on the right. Lower your voice. She might hear you on the right. No backbone barnyard on the left. And then straight in front of us, we're heading towards, oh, no, I'm going to be destroyed when she leaves me, and I didn't see this coming, though. Damn it.
Yes, sir. We're seeing the lake. Yes, I'm getting close to that, sir. It looks like I'm going over lake. She's going to be cheating and sucking some other guy's dick tomorrow because I'm not good enough as a man. I am trying to get past that lake. I'm going 50 knots to the left. Can you please advise, sir? Please advise.
Advising that 50 knots to the left looks clear. We're starting to get out of, I'm sorry, she hates me, Bill. Kids, I'm not as a weak bitch like your mom told you, Bill, and no order in the household. So once we get out of no order in the household and my wife can kill me and I'm afraid of my wife, we might reach some sort of level of I am a man. And we're getting out of a delusional creek. We're starting to approach see you later, because she will be at another man's house pretending to be his spouse.
Absolutely. I see it happening right now, sir. Okay, well, looks like we're just going to try to sit this thing in, man, and we will keep you abreast of what's going on, sir. It's just dark here, so I just can't see shit. Oh, man, I don't know. Is that a Tampax? I just see a man maxi pad. Oh, my God. I am being attacked by man maxi pad, sir. Can we put the shit
on the fire? Wait. A new spot just popped up on the map. Whose condom is this in the trash can?
All right, Carl, we got to get to the winners, man. We'll holler at you later, brother.
All
right. Let's get this.
All right,
let's get Eric Code 314. What's up, 314? What's up, man? How can we help you, brother? 304, you're on, man. What's up, brother? How can we help you, man?
Clear your
conscience, dog. Shout out to the brother. 1950 in the house, brother. Yeah, what's going on, brother? How can we help you, man? What's up?
Brother 50 in the chat.
What's up? Yeah, so what's going on, man?
Gotcha.
What's your question?
What's up, man?
Oh, okay. My bad. It's my first time calling in.
Oh, okay. Take a deep breath. You good, man. How can we help you, brother?
Right.
What's up?
Okay, so my girl has depression. She's like diagnosed with it. And I was curious on how to go with it, because I've talked to her about it.
How long you been with her for?
About 3 months.
Well, wait, she ain't your girl. You just someone you fucking, right? You ain't living with her, are you?
No, I don't live with her or anything.
Oh, wait. Hey.
3 months in, you already about to take on depression. What's in store for month six? You know what's in store for month six? Carl, I got you. She's 8 months pregnant, and you've known her for 5.
I'm not like...
No, not yet. Caller, not yet.
No, it's not that serious. It's kind of just like a.
No. Listen. Wait. Sir. I don't want to get on the airplane again, dog. I'm trying. I just got out of that fucking sandstorm. Don't put me back in another sandstorm. What I'm saying, man, is that you might have to throw that fish back in the water and charge that shit to the game, dog. Let me say, when you go get the bread and there's some green mold on the bread, do you eat the bread, scrape the mold off, then eat the bread, or throw the bread in the trash? What do?
You throw in trash.
Then fire that bitch!
Yeah, brother, what you did is you went in the supermarket, you went and got you some fruits, and they spoiled. Now you asking us how to eat that fruit. I'm asking why you got it in the first place.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let me just tell you one thing, brother. You cannot rewire her entire consciousness, brother. You already approaching it the wrong way because you're telling us what she is rather than what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
she tells me that you're not leading the situation, which tells me you cannot lead her out of her depression.
Mm-hmm.
And she can only help herself or leech onto you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hold on. We got to get out of this. Hold on, dog. We in the prayer. God damn it. We in the... Oh, no. There they go. Shit.
Breaking 4-9. Oh, shit. More tournaments. Oh, my God. Taekwondo. We're in Taekwondo. Ladies and gentlemen, please buckle up. We're getting into some turbulence. Breaker Taekwondo. We are going towards depression and craziness. Ty, can you guide us out of this, sir, please?
As you hear, there's plenty of air here. I can't hear over the loud beta male choosing to save a woman's life after 3 months of knowing her and possibly destroying his. Oh, wait, can't go right because there's the guy she just slept with last night. So we're going to actually go left. Case scenario there is I buy her everything she wants to because she's in a bad mood and I think I can please her with my money. What's next? Actually, straight ahead, there's I'd rather lose her. I'd rather lose myself than lose her. Oh, wait. Look down. There's a clown. It's the guy on the car.
Yeah, Breaker 5. I think I can get past when I go to sleep. She might stab me because she's crazy as fuck. But I think I can get past that point to maybe her throwing some dishes at me while she's crying and complaining about her cat vittles.
Yeah, brother. I'm having trouble getting past I'm her pillow to cry on. I knew you for 3 months, and I'll take you for the rest of the next 30. I'm quite confused how to navigate this land. I've never been here before. I'm not quite sure how we got here.
No, I'm in unfamiliar territory, sir. I just need a little direction. We look like we're going down. We look like we're crashing. Oh, my God. Can you just go ahead and mark our spot? We are going to land. We're going to land the plane. Let her land. We're going down. We're landing the plane.
Breaker. Blackbird shooting alpha. Yeah. Oh, it seems that we have a bunch of dead weight on the plane. We got to get rid of the woman that's sobbing and crying for no reason. Oh, wait, there's a man protecting her?
Yeah, someone's, oh my God, knife, stabbing.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. Lines are open. If y'all want to call it, lines are open. If y'all have a question, go ahead and ask, guys. Let me see if I can grab somebody's question here. We got Matthew B. here. Then we'll get to RJ ISO. How do I go about going for this girl at work? This is what I understand.
Brother, you ain't even take it slow enough to properly form this. Brother, you ain't even take it slow enough to properly form this sentence. You put slow to slow. Now I don't speak repetitiveness, brother. I speak English. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I don't understand why you hate yourself so much. I mean, this is what I understand. Why even work the job? And again, you don't have enough game to navigate a woman that you work with. So why would you go for this girl at work? What is so special about her that you might be willing to lose your job over? Please, can you let us know that, Matthew? Let us know what's so special about her. Is it a good idea to ask my Is it a good idea to ask my grandparents how to be a man? What if your dad? What if your grandfather's a bitch though? What if your granddad wore loafers? What if your grandad always sleeping on the couch, and his grandmother beat his ass? Why would you go to them?
Brother, you worried about the age instead of the page, brother.
I don't understand. Why would you ask your grandparents? I mean, is your dad about that life? Because your granddad's about that life, then your father should have been about that life, which means you should have been about the life. So if you ain't about that life, your daddy ain't about that life, what you think your granddad going to be? Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, you make her happy. Hey, young man.
See, he worried about the age instead of the page. He going to read the wrong book and get mistook.
Mm-hmm.
And then when a woman across the street, he going to be shook.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't even going to want to look.
That's deep. That's deep.
Come on,
bro. I'm saying, man. I don't understand y'all guys. I'm bringing 313. I'm sorry, 313. Missed your call.
Hey. 313. Mayday. Mayday. Roll up your window. 313. Mayday. Roll up your window.
313.
Hello?
Yeah, man, where the fuck are you at?
I'm at work.
Whoa, Jesus. All right, what's up with you, bro?
So since I was 18, I was with my wife, my used-to-be wife. And now that I'm divorced or whatever, I got two kids or whatever. So how can I have a much more better mindset and evolve as a man now that I'm, divorced?
Brother, let me show you something, brother. Let me show you something. You came in this call, and every word in your first three sentences is about your past.
Hallelujah!
Now, if you're trying to get to the future, excuse me, you're trying to move forward. Why are you looking behind you, brother?
So why are you looking back?
Brother, you decide who you are every second you have, brother. Who you were, not who you are.
Every second. Does that make sense?
Caller, call. Listen. I don't think you understand what's going on. Your kids and your marriage do not define you. Oh, my God. What is that noise?
What is that noise? 4-5, regular 8. Ty, we got one. Oh, my God. This is weird.
What the fuck is that noise?
I'm at work right now.
Okay, listen. I'm asking you real quick because we've got to go move on past you. Why are you looking at your wife, your kids, your situation to define manhood?
I mean, because it's like, I don't know, it's just like I've never had like a man figure in my life. And it's like, I want to learn how to like, level up my life. You know what I'm saying? Not if I'm divorced or something like that. Like, what you
are you in the dojo? Or are you in the Me Pill community? Who is your teacher? Who is your master?
I want the dojo.
Tide is on you, man.
Brother, repeat your sentence so we can get to repent.
I said because like I had just got out of a divorce or whatever, and it's like now.
Please speak clear and concise so you ain't got to say it twice, brother. I speak English, not gibberish. One more time.
I just got out of a divorce, And now I want to see how can I level up my life and become a better man now that I'm divorced.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Brother. Okay, brother, let me just give you some perspective on this, right? We're playing a game of Uno. Do you know what Uno is?
Yes.
The dealer gives each of us cards, correct?
Yes.
You're asking me how to win with your hand.
Okay, I get it.
Right. Check your deck and then come correct.
So,
okay, that's all I had to add.
Yeah, but listen, here's the other problem. You are not your marriage and you're not your kids. So stop using them as an excuse to why you need to do this versus that. Because you're not doing anything at all, buddy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stop using the kids. All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. But hey, let me help this guy out. Hold on, here's the thing. All right, here's the Elliot. Here's the thing, brother. Here's the thing, Elliot. You just heard somebody that says that he is not a man. He got divorced and he's still not a man. And your answer to him is stay focused on you. Y'all got
much of a choice.
but when yourself, this is why you guys need a mentor, because you're not going to learn you. And again, you can't stay focused on him because he doesn't know who he is, Mr. Elliot. So when y'all say stay focused on you, y'all are doing more harm to this guy, even him doing it to himself. Why? How? If you're staying focused and you're a loser, and you stay focused on that, how the hell are you going to be a winner? Can't do it.
You had to go outside of yourself.
Yes.
And this caller clearly has not elevated his conscience enough to go outside of himself in order to help himself, in order to build some wealth.
Yes. Yes. No, wait. Whoa. Now listen to you. Nobody's saying okay, wait, brother. Based off of your fingerprint, you're not the same. So what is this everyone's the same? Listen. We're trying to show you what winners think, how winners are, okay, young man? And this is, well, no one's ever the same. That's what women say, big dog. And I say this with love, because I know you might be new, and I don't want you to get in your feelings or nothing. But this talk right here is why he's having his problems. Because this, well, everyone's the same is what your mother would say to you when someone's bullying you when you were a little kid while fixing you some warm milk and a goddamn cookie. Men don't talk this way, big dog. Mackin, you got something on that, Mackin? He can't even say shit on that.
I want the brother to call in so we can start going all in.
Yeah. Elliot, call in, brother. We got you, man. We got you. Is a submissive man an oxymoron? There's no such thing as a submissive man. It's just called a bitch. Why do y'all people who are not men attach man to everything? Why do y'all guys who don't have game attach game to everything? Why do y'all use your words the wrong way? There's no such thing as a submissive man. It's just a bitch.
Steve, wait a minute. What's going on in my mind? Why is a man asking about a man that is submissive? Brother, are you trying to make him submissive? Brother, I can't remember the last time a submissive man came to my mind, or if it ever has.
No, I've never thought about another man like that. I've never thought about another man, dude. In terms of submissive, yeah, it's been
or dominant.
Yeah.
Now, if another man is dominating you, or you are submitting to you, then that's fine, brother. Live your life. But the word submissive, dominant, and the man don't go on my stand. That's not in my vocabulary, brother.
Have another man dominated. Leave me alone. Man, that's a prison room.
Brother, why the brother want to know what a submissive man is? You, brother, are you trying to find one?
Oh, my God, dog, man. How do I navigate conflict? Collect? Wait. Whoa.
Navigate, brother?
Whoa. There's no such thing as navigating conflict with a That is, this is worse than submissive man. What the hell is navigation and women? What the fuck?
Brother Shaq, let me give you a fact real quick, brother. It's N-A-V-I-G-A-T-E, brother. It ain't N-E-V-E. But let's take N-E-V-E and put an R behind that, because that's something we don't do with women, brother. What's conflict with a woman? Oh yeah, we do. We practice that on the 32nd of February, brother. We be doing it.
Oh, he says I'm not an English speaker. Well, what do you speak? I don't know. We're trying to say it in English.
But let me make this clear so you can hear. Is it conflict if I give you two choices?
That's deep. Dog, that's deep. Is it conflict, sir, if he gave you two choices? Sir, is it conflict if he gave you two options? Does that make any sense, sir? Okay, does it make any sense? He's saying if you have two choices, is it actually conflict? Okay, now he's answering. He said it's not. Please continue, sir.
Thank you, brother. Two ears, one mouth, two eyes, and one brain, and you seem to be using at least one of those. And let me tell you something, brother. The conflict between her is not my problem. The conflict between her to me is not my problem.
Mm-mm.
Brother, I am solution-oriented, a problem-solver. Man, brother, what I got time to be conflicting for? Conflict about what?
Yeah, ain't no conflict, bro. Ain't no conflict. What's the conflict? Okay. What is the conflict? Let me say. Oh, no. Okay. What is the conflict you're having? Hopefully you understood that. What is the conflict you're having? Can you understand what I was saying with that? Can you tell us what the problem is?
Brother Gary, It ain't just that it's not tolerated. It's how it's operated. Because I'm a G, and I'm going to handle it about me.
For real. Nah, man. You must, guys, listen, all my dogs out there, I'm going to do a show in the morning. Create order. Y'all got to learn. You must learn how to establish order before you walk out your door. And you must create order to yourself first, guys. You must create order to self. And then they will follow your narrative. But you can't create order after you meet someone and she can pull your punk card.
And she know you sweet.
She know you sweet. That means you're soft, caller. Sweet is soft. She knows you're soft. I'm just trying to give him, I'm trying to break it down the game to him, but. He's saying you're sweet, meaning not you're sweet that you take, oh, that's chocolate. It's sweet. No, that means you're soft.
Softer than baby ankle socks and Play-Doh rocks.
Does that make any sense, buddy? I mean, you can call and we can talk to you. I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying, but shout out to Dave. Thank you, man. Thank you, Dave. But okay. All right, no, it's okay if it's not. No, it's no knock on you. No, but see, weakness is determined by what you believe in yourself. So it doesn't matter what country you're in. If a woman realizes that your pussy is tighter than hers, she's going to go for the attack. Hey, respect to you. Hey, it's not golden, brother. You can talk. You got it, Elliot, Mr. Elliot. We just talking, brother. We ain't being mean. We trying to help people, okay? That's what we do. But most of y'all guys are not soaking in what we're talking about, putting yourself first, second, and third, and fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh. And what we're saying, even to you, Mr. Elliot, listen. Your silence is not going to solve your problems. It's going to keep you stagnant. And if you're stagnant, you're not growing. If you're not growing, you're going to get ate up by these women that are moving. So you can be silent if you want, but a silent mouth doesn't get fed. Let me see what the Mac got to say. Mac, what you got on that, man?
Brother, you better move your feet, because a man like me going to eat. And I ain't going to repeat. Simple as that, we done pop that like a pimple.
So, guys, we saying, let me see. Hey, okay, you got to put a Q on that one, man. But wait, hold on, wait. Let's stop. Hold on, I got you, Tate. Wait. All right, look, brother, Elliot. I'm going to tell you what this shit is. This shit is a weird taste to you and a weird sound to you, because we're winners. We're actually real men. So this is why it is a hard taste that you cannot understand, because you've been losing so long and you've been so soft so long, okay? No, whoa, Elliot, wait. What if that's part of, see, whoa, brother. Do you not understand that real motherfuckers got pimp, Mac, hustler, player, and baller inside of him? And you, listen, what this man is doing right here, he's trying to show you something that you have even missed the whole point. This is a part of him that he chooses to bring out, because that's this arrogant, smooth. I'm sorry, Mac, you got it. Go ahead and break him down, man.
See, a real player don't explain himself to a slayer, because a slayer will understand. And the fact that you're asking questions instead of learning lessons, you're in the wrong class, buddy.
Yeah, man. Let's get
now,
to the other
brother right here. Brother, take our fame.
Hey.
Brother, it's something you need to have in common with Kyrie Irving. And y'all both need to control the rock. Pass the ball, dribble it, score for the team. But, brother, I don't see the problem. Two women, it's enough for me to go around. As a matter of fact, might be too much of me. How about three?
Man, this is, something's wrong here. Something is wrong.
I said I don't want to turn him down. No, yeah. Turn him up.
Yeah.
Turn him inside out.
Tay, I can tell you lying, Tay. I'm going to tell you why you lying, Tay. Peep game. Again, it goes back to the privacy thing and game. If this was actually true, this wouldn't even be a question. Because you would tell number one, I want you to come over. See, this is why I'm going to tell you how one does, like Valentine's Day. When you had game on Valentine's Day, you would let one, you pick one to come over on the 13th to spend the 14th with you. Then you get let her go home. Then you have one that wants to make you breakfast or lunch around that time, and you mash and let her go home. And then you got the one that wants to, take you out either to a dinner or come in to cook for you for Valentine's Day. And then you got that one that comes over late at night to give you your present, and then you carry the 14th over to the 15th. See, there is no conflict when you have order and instructions. You say they both want to, then the fact you ain't got no game, you cannot construct that. Mac, what say you, my brother?
Brother, I'm going to change the voice, brother.
Yeah, change it up.
What he needs to realize is, but let me tell you something, take out fan. This is how a real player would play this game. You slut one out. Listen, and because you the man,
yeah,
she going to start trying things through you. Things that she never thought she would do before. Things that deep down inside she really wanted to do, but she has always been controlled and prevented from doing.
Yes.
An example, trying women.
Yes.
But you have a perfect opportunity, because you can talk to words, brother, but you ain't exploring her sexuality, brother. You ain't embracing her sexuality or nothing, brother. Because your bitch might want to fuck bitches. And you might be the man to do it with, but it don't seem like it, brother.
Matthew, all right, let's,
like,
now, hey guys, lines open if y'all want to call in. Let me get to, we get to Matthew. Lines open, guys, y'all want to call in. Matthew, peep game, Matthew. Let me tell you something, Matthew. I run into, and I've always run into women that hate the fact that I keep it a buck with them. I don't, my time is very important to me, and I'm not going to waste it. So I'm going to get right to the point. But see, here's the difference between you and I, Matt. Here's the difference between you and I. I'm not trying to fuck, and I know you are trying to fuck. But the reason why I'm not trying to fuck is why I got options to get pussy. Because I'm not making it about the pussy. You're making all this about the pussy. But here you're saying is, how do you let these girls know you aren't just a friend? By keeping it honest with them and let them know that, you know what? I'm not trying to be friends with you. And this is y'all's problem. Y'all are scared to ask for what you want. I don't even know what the fuck a female friend is. Never had one. Don't want one. And if she brings it to me, I will dismiss her. Ty, you got it, man.
Man, you already know what I think. What is a friend?
Dope.
A friend that could bend is a loose end, brother.
Yep.
Brother. The only reason she trying to position you as a friend because you playing her chess game, brother.
Yep.
You reacting to her moves.
Yep.
Rather than controlling the game. Now ask yourself, Matt, why are you following her moves rather than making it your game?
Never. Never.
Because she should be asking herself,
yeah,
he just set me in my place. What am I going to do?
Yep.
But you telling us what she wants rather than what you're going to do.
Gentlemen, never let these women dictate the relationship. Dismiss them. Why do you guys allow women to put you in a friend zone by with this foolish ass, I let's be friends? But here's the thing. Whoa. Ty, here's the thing. Ty and Mac, both of y'all got it. Here's the thing, brother. The thing is what I think with this guy.
We're all
one soul. All right. I just call it T-Dog. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Problem is, he came in giving friend vibes. He came in sideways. He came in walking on eggshells. He didn't ask for what he wanted. He was asking how she was doing, how her day was, what is she up to, and all these other silly-ass things that you did. You created this friend zone thing because a real man is not going to come that way. Man, why would I – guys, it goes back to the Eddie Murphy movie I tell you guys, 1,000 Words. Why would I waste my words, my breath? Why would I waste my time talking to somebody as friends? I mean, what the fuck is that, T?
You know what he was doing? He's wasting time. I bet you if this dude sent in screenshots of his messages.
Oh, yeah.
Probably talking about bullshit, asking her how was her day,
yes,
checking on her, is everything good? Can we do this? Can we do this and that? So you walked like a friend, talked like a friend, and you sound like a friend. What must you be, brother? A friend. So
yep.
Now you're shocked and surprised when she's only reacting to how you've been showing her what you are.
Right. Next question, guys. You got a question? Go ahead and put a Q or a call in. Listen, my brother, M-Dog, he says he's from Morocco. I appreciate it. It's a third world question. But listen. You're not the cunt. Okay, listen. Listen. I have dated and I've been with women from Pakistan and Afghanistan, okay? Both women were Muslims, all right?
Oh, he said Morocco.
Yeah, he said Morocco. Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's Africa. That's, if I'm correct, that's Africa.
Those Moroccan women be nasty.
Yeah, nasty as fuck. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But you're looking at the religion, but you're not looking at yourself to be really, okay. I want worship. I don't know about you guys. I want worship. If you look at my side right here, if you look at the side wall, that motherfucker wants worship. I don't know about you, Mr. Morocco, but I want worship. I want it all. And again, I'm not about religion, but I'm saying that your religion doesn't make you who you are. You are a Muslim. That's what you do. But that's not who you are. Who you are should define who you are, regardless of the religion or the place you're living in. What say you, T?
No, listen, you worded it perfectly. I mean, again, brother, you're problem-oriented rather than solution-oriented, because that's something you would have already had figured out if you had game. Because this is a part of setting the rules and deciding your next piece to your check, your next move to your checkmate. But instead, you're sitting saying, what do I do? Rather than leading, rather than setting the boundary, setting the law of the land and figuring out how you want to do it and why you want to do it that way. And then even establishing the consequences for when it doesn't go that way.
Right. And like a lion, a male lion, you should be marking your territory in your mind to have the standards in which if anybody goes beyond the point that you marked, what are going to be the ramifications? And I'm not saying hurt a woman. Do not hurt, harm, or punch a woman, guys. Walk the fuck away and dismiss them. So let me say that, because sometimes y'all guys, y'all get things wrong and stuff because y'all listen to other people that just get y'all excited over fake game. But anyway, what I'm saying is when you mark your territory and a woman goes through your boundaries, what are the ramifications for you dismissing that person? T-Dog, you got it, man.
And when she respects you and admires the man and the body that you have and recognizes the man that you are, even if she can't, but through seeing herself through you on another level that she's never seen before, then losing you becomes on par with how you guys think that women react when they're going to lose a man with money, when they're going to lose a man with power, status, and a man that looks good. I don't even know why y'all be sitting here judging men like this. Oh, he's a handsome man. He does it. Oh, he's cute. He's like, nigga. Am I cute to you or am I cute to the bitch, bro? You sound like both of them.
So the number to call in is 563-999-3056. Y'all with some real ones. Ask some questions, y'all, and get some real-ass answers. But these answers should be easy enough to you to whittle down and forge to your mindset and to make the change right there. That's what we're talking about. Ty and I put ourselves first. It's not even first. It's kind of like zero, but it's got to be a first so y'all can understand what we're talking about. But we always place ourselves first, and that's why women cream over us, because they can't understand why it is we put ourselves first. And 98, take out the gay dudes, 98% of you guys put the woman first. You're always, she's beautiful, you put her first. Oh, my God, look how sexy she is. You just put her first. Oh, my God, I love to hit that, man. Let me get with her. You put her first. Let me get your phone number. You put her first. Is it okay if you give me a call? Everything you guys do are putting the woman first. Here we got another question. Your thoughts on letting women spend the night? I'm probably overthinking it. What you got on that, T-Dog, first?
Brother, she got to be up kind of serious to even be doing that.
Yeah.
Every woman can't be spending the night.
Right.
Can't just be doing that, brother.
Right, right. But I want to ask you a question. What is she doing to get the right to even have a thought that she can spend the night? Is she grocery shopping, washing your car, vacuuming, cleaning, folding, laundry? What is she doing to earn the privilege of having a night with a king who can be with a million other women? What is she doing? Ask yourself that question. So it's not a dumb question.
Yeah, pretty. Having a fat ass.
Yeah, right. Well, 561, we got you 1 second.
Sitting pretty and having a fat ass is all it takes.
Pretty and fat ass. Let's bring in 561. That's sad. 561, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Here?
Yes, sir. We got you. What's up?
All right, I got a question. So in person, right, my game's crazy. Like, give a girl nice eye contact.
Okay, you don't have no game.
Do that. Yeah.
Wait, what's your question? Because you don't have no game.
How do I have, like, in-person, like, texting game type shit, you know what I mean?
Okay, sir, you're lying to yourself. You want me to show you why you're lying? And 267 got you next. You want me to explain why you're lying to yourself? Are you ready? Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna show everybody together because I like to knock two things out because the cool motherfuckers can do shit like that. Let me draw this because, all right, let me show you something here. I'm doing it real quick. Here we go. All right, peep this out, okay? Let me show you this. What is the difference between a man talking? What is the common denominator, excuse me, between a man talking, texting, face-to-face, and voice messages? What is the combinator? Who is the common denominator of these things? Sir? Who is the common denominator? All right, you know what? I'm going to ask you one last time. Are you paying the fuck attention because you're wasting my time now? Are you paying attention, Dweller?
Yeah.
Now pay the fuck attention.
Yeah.
What is the fucking common denominator between you texting, you talking, you on the phone, or you interacting with somebody? Who's the common denominator?
The girl I'm talking to? Is that what you're talking about?
Motherfucker. Okay, listen. Let me ask you a question. I'm not joking. Did you ride a small bus when you were young? I mean, do you have a mind deficiency, or do you have like a big like half foot or something? And I'm not trying to be funny because I'm serious. Or do you have a?
No, that's me.
Right. Is there something mentally unstable with you that you can't understand what I'm saying?
You got me confused, bro. The fuck.
All right, let me say it again. Let me slow it down. All right, let me put it in. If I had some crayons, I'm going to buy a box of crayons next time for some of you guys, so I put in crayon. Listen to me.
Yeah, do that. Give me some pictures, too.
Listen to me, caller. Who is the common denominator with you, not me and not that bitch, you, that you can text, talk, be on the phone, and communicate? Who's the one common denominator that can do all those things?
Bro, I'm sorry. I don't know what a common denominator is.
Oh, Jesus. God, how old are you, dog? How old are you?
So you don't know what a common denominator is.
Okay.
All right, brother.
I'm 17.
If you are texting, calling her, talking to her in person, or sending her a voicemail, what is the one thing that remains consistent in all those situations?
Me talking to the girl.
Okay.
No. You delivering whatever it is.
Yes.
Or however you're choosing to deliver it.
So you're delivering this information. So this is where you're lying. Because everything you do is you're communicating you. So you're lying by saying, well, I could talk to them face to face, but I can't do this. That's why I'm calling you a fucking liar. Because the thing that's so sad is, why the fuck, who told you you had game?
Well, no one said I had a game, but the proof is in the pudding, though.
Right, we know.
What's over her legs?
Yeah, what proof? What proof you got game?
I mean, I don't have any proof to show you, but.
You don't know you did show it. You calling us right now asking this asinine question. If you had game, you wouldn't be asking this fucking question. Do you not understand that, young man?
No, you said the proof is in the pudding, brother. What's the pudding?
His
mom. Fucking bitches, the fuck?
But the game ain't about women, so what the fuck are you talking about? the game. Come on.
Hey, he got so frustrated. Come on, fucking bitches, the fuck?
Yeah, because you fucking women, so what? Okay, I walk my dog. Does that mean I got game? Oh, wait, I saw a squirrel outside. Does that mean I got game?
No.
Wait, so all right, watch this. What? All right, wait. Let's watch how much game you have. What'd you say your problem was again?
I don't know why. I just can't say.
All right, cool. All right, who are you trying to text right now? But you like, call her. Who are you trying to text right now? Come on, Mr. I Got Game. Who are you trying to text right now? Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Serious. Who are you trying to text? I don't know what's so funny. Who are you trying to text right now?
I can't think I'm serious.
Who are you trying? Are you trying to text her? No, fuck that. You gonna call her right now. Fuck that text message. Call her ass right now live, Mr. I Got Game. So guess what? We're gonna skip the text message and go right to your mouthpiece that you said you have. So call her right now and tell her what's up. Yeah, guess what? He got scared and hung up. weak motherfucker. Got scared and ran off. See that, guys? And that's how women... Jesus, we got another call, man. That's a weak, man. 267, what's your question, man?
Man.
267, can you please turn down the back and answer? What's up, 267? 267, hello. Hello,
hello?
One. Yeah, man, turn that shit down. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is...
Wait. Turn that shit down in the back. No, turn that shit down in the back.
Is that better?
Can you turn the shit down? Yes, now. What's your question?
My question is, so this female I've been talking to, she got a boyfriend. She talking about she called me her brother all the time, though. So
move on? Wait, someone
like,
called you there.
She got a boyfriend and she called you her brother, bro. You down 3-0.
Man.
So wait, where's the hope here?
Right?
Fuck.
No, what's the hope here that's making you bring her up, though?
Because, like, she would tell me about her life and shit like that. I don't know. Like, she would tell me about her day and all of that stuff, but I thought I was, like, she making it seem like I'm playing
because,
the best friend.
She would tell you that because you would listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, brother, that's not getting some pussy. That's not getting her to come over your crib, cook and clean. That's not getting her to buy you stuff. That's not getting her to take care of the king.
What the fuck? Right.
Why are you hanging out with the food?
What you mean by
that? Okay, let's do the math. Okay, why the fuck are you hanging out with her for? What's the purpose? What's the end game here?
To, like get her over to the crib, basically. Like,
to do what?
You mean?
To do what? Are we almost there? To do what?
So I can fuck her, like, you know what I'm saying?
How long have you known her?
Known her for a couple months, like 3-4 at the most.
Call her.
So you need to create one opportunity to do it.
Oh, he's about to.
She turned it down.
How'd you ask for it, and when did she turn you down?
I told her, like, yo, look, I got this cookout coming up this weekend. So, like,
cookout ain't the same thing as coming over your crib.
Come over your crib and fuck, yeah. No, hey, call her. Well, are you ready to call right now and ask for the pussy?
She not going to answer because
I'm going to tell you what to say. I'm going to tell you what to say.
If you really her brother, she's going to answer her brother.
Yeah,
she's
going to answer her brother.
That tells you something.
Yeah, you're a dear, sweet brother. She trusts you. Yeah, take bubble baths with your clothes on type shit. So you ready to call your fake fucking sister?
Yo, God. I'm going to just move on, yeah. I'm going to move on.
Man, how old? Why are you scared? Why are y'all motherfuckers
scared?
Bro,
you won't wait another 3, 6, 9 months, bro. You can get a handle right now.
And 609, we got you next. You can have it. You can have it all right now. Do you want it or not, man? Because we're going to move on if you don't. Do you want it?
No, I'm going to just move on to the next. Move on to the next.
All right, you know what the problem is? You're going to do the same thing to the next woman because you saw.
You ain't ready to risk it all to win it all, bro.
You ain't trying to win it all. Exactly. You ain't risking all anything. So why are you scared, man? I thought you wanted to sleep with her.
I do, but, like, it's like every time I talk to her, she always make her boyfriend.
No. You're talking at her. I'm going to show you how to talk to her. I got you. I'm going to help you get this pussy. You want it or not? Yes or no?
I got you.
How old are you, man?
I'm 17.
Look, man. Let your nuts drop, dog. Look. Go get some crayons.
Time to be a man.
He ain't ready. Are you ready to be a man, or what are you ready to do, dog? What are you going to do? Because I'm telling you, you're going to run into the same woman. What you going to do, man? What you want to do?
I'm going to just move on to the next.
All right, bye. Eric Code 609. He just bullshit. All right, 609, how can we help you? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve? What's up, Todd?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man.
I guess the question is, I kind of, well, I did feel hard today and just wondering how to pick myself up and
fell hard. What the fuck off a bike? Where'd you fall off a fucking four story house? What did you fall hard off of? A horse?
Nah, I was the guy that you had to call me earlier today, and I fucked up.
What's your question, man? What's your question, big dog?
How can you fuck up, though? What makes?
Yeah, what did you? We had a session. He fucked up. What is your question, man?
How do I improve and get better? Because during the call with you, my mind was just all over
the
place.
The only way you do
that...
it is rehearse. Count to five. You can count to five. You can count to ten. You know your ABCs. Why do you know your ABCs and why do you count from one to five? Because you rehearse the information. You're not going to just get it right off the bat. Did you learn how to count when you're in kindergarten, I guess, or first grade, Ty, whatever?
Do from testimonial?
No. This is another guy I coached today. No, I'm asking him real quick. If the kindergarten teacher showed you how to draw the A's and shit in kindergarten, you got to learn it. It's a stepping process, man.
Well, what's the dilemma, though? What's the whole...
He feel like he can't do it. I don't understand.
Yeah, the confidence got way lower after today.
Well, your confidence should not be... Okay, listen. Your confidence should not be low, big dog. Your confidence should be high because you have potential now to change it now. You just got to rehearse what you have. And I told you how we're going to do it, but yet you don't listen. I told you, when you remember, don't give it out. Remember I told you go to the Play Store and what to get? And use that, that's going to help you.
All right.
Okay? So pick your ass up, man. You get 15 minutes so I can punch you in your chest. All right? Holler back at me.
All right,
punch you in your chest. All right, respect, man. You're going to be okay, man. You're going to be okay, man. Get your ass off this line. 832, you up, then 415. 832, what's up?
Get back out there.
Yeah, get back out there and be somebody. 832, what's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. What's up, brother?
So I want to know if you ever read a book that made you look at life differently. If so, what is it?
What?
Brother, can you say that one more time?
Wait, yeah. Speak articulate so not only we, but the chat room and Taekwondo's people can hear you. What are you saying?
I want to know if you ever read a book that made you change your mind, made you look at life in a different way.
I can only
make me do anything.
Yes.
And when you realize that, you'll stop looking outside of yourself.
Yeah. It's something that you got to – everybody can't get into the dojo. No pun intended here. But everyone can't get in there because you can't buy your way into the dojo. You must show that you're worthy of the information to become a student of the dojo. So you're looking at everything the wrong way. But see, here's 832. Here's the biggest problem. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Your biggest problem was in your question. Your question is you're asking how we did it. Fuck how we did it. Because you're not us. So it's not about how we do it. How can I learn how to do it for myself, young man? Does that make any sense?
Right.
Ty, you got it, man.
No, Steve just gave you the game on it, dog. Like, listen, because the problem is we continue to teach you how to do it. You're going to have to keep coming back. Until you become self-sufficient.
Right.
And it starts right now.
Right.
Shaq,
just send your number and the area code and where the fuck you at, and I'll call you live on the air. Because I don't know if you got to duck it, so I'll call you, man. Just give him the email, guys, in the chat room. Tell them to send your number to the chat room and email, and I'll call you, man. But caller, back to you. What I'm saying to you is that this is the biggest problem and why y'all get so hooked easily on YouTubers. You get so blown away by what some of them fake that they can do that you want to emulate what they're doing versus saying, how can you teach me how to do it my own way myself? Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, that's all I want to know.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. Well, thank you, sir. All right. Well, thank you. Good question. We'll throw you back in. Ty, but do you see what I'm saying? No first place. No thought of being first place. Well, wait. Hold on. Wait. Excuse me, Ty. Hold on, let me ask you a question. How the fuck? Wait. Let me ask you a question. Let me back up. How the fuck? See, this is the difference between winners and losers. You just asked me a question. I solved it. And I said, I'm going to call you. You don't have to spend any shillings or whatever the fuck chickens. I don't know what the fuck you. I don't know. I don't know the currency in which bullion. I don't know what you're using. I don't know which shells, rocks. I don't know what the fuck you're using. But I'll say, I'm going to call you. And then I'm going to say, you say it not today. I'm spending the money. I'll call you. Man, dog. See, y'all don't want
to make a trade first. You got to go to the market.
You see, guys,
you got the chickens hanging on the stick.
Y'all see why Africans hate us? This is why Africans hate our ass, see? Because of Ty. See?
Yo.
they're wearing Buffalo Bill versus Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl t-shirts. They got Sally Struthers asking for some dry milk type shit. Nah, man. All right, I mean, boy, Africans don't be liking us, dog, man. Why Africans don't like us, man? It's shit like this, see? I just asked them questions. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the currency is, man. Pounds, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, guys, we're trying to say to you guys that winners make shit happen. That's what I'm trying to say, young man. I'm trying to make it happen because you seem like you need help. I will take the bite of the brunt, and I will call you. But then you're saying, not today, so then why even ask the question? Now, I don't understand, Ty.
Y'all, and this is the thing. Y'all will feel good about yourselves thinking about the plan, thinking about what you're going to do, rather than putting in the hard work to do it and suffering.
Yep.
So you're always looking to feel good rather than looking to see results.
Yes, sir.
And then because of that priority, until you switch them, you'll never grow.
You'll never grow. And the growth has to come from a want and a need to be more than what the fuck you are. And a need to be more than what you watch on YouTube. Don't let any of us YouTubers be your end-all, be-all. Then I can say we have failed you as men. I mean, the real ones would say we failed you. Because if you want to be us, which you'll never get to that level, right? I mean, that's bullshit anyway, but that's just saying, and it's an analogy, but even the thought of trying to be us is the problem. We're trying to teach you how to be yourself, but yet a lot of y'all want to be us, or not us. You want to follow those red pill motherfuckers and be them versus be yourself. Ty?
In the sad game of it, you can never be your best self if you're only somebody's second best version of them.
Oh, we got a call. 240. Yeah, we'll ask this question in a second, sir. 240, sir, how can we help you, buddy?
All right, we got a call.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
You can hear us.
Can you turn your background down, please, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm
going to turn this down. How y'all doing today?
Good. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Clear your conscience, brother.
So, you know, I've been watching your videos and
first you got to follow instructions. Turn around and maybe in 180 or 360 degree turn. Not 360, that's a circle. So go in about 180 or maybe a 90 degree. And whatever that thing is playing us, just turn that volume down, buddy, okay?
Oh, y'all can still hear?
Well, goddamn it. Yeah, we got some super sleuth ear hearing and shit. That's what we do. We can even hear your thoughts right now.
Oh, shit.
Like the boys, like Homelander type shit. So what's up, man?
So basically, you know, I've been talking to this girl for a minute.
What you been talking to about? Wait, one thing at a time. What you been talking about? I'd like to know. I'm curious what y'all dwellers talk about. What are y'all talking about?
So we talk about, like, normal shit. We don't really, like, talk, like, too,
wait,
too,
you
like,
ain't talking about fucking?
And stuff.
Wait, you ain't talking about her face in the pillow or ass in the air? You ain't talking about her licking her balls or you ain't ever, wait, y'all don't talk about her after you done fucking to wash your dishes or vacuum your floor? Jesus, I wonder, what do y'all talk about, dwellers? What is it like? What do y'all talk about? How her day was? What she's up to?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't do that no more. You said what?
Okay. Okay, wait. I'm just saying, what, do you have her phone number right now?
Doing a lot of clucking and you ain't doing enough fucking.
Yeah, do too much clucking, yeah. Not enough fucking. So what is it that, are you trying to fuck her or be her friend?
You don't even know. At first I did.
You don't even know what you want to do?
Go ahead and waste your own time, brother.
Fam, are you kidding? You don't even know what you want to do?
Not no more, because at first I did just want to fuck. But now, you know, I've been, you know, thinking about myself instead. Like,
why can't you do both?
Why
like, how can better?
Why can't you do both?
I could.
So, are you ready? You ready to man up so we go get this? Are you ready to get that pussy?
She at a concert right now. But I sort of
I don't care if she's on that planet. Are you ready to get that pussy?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get your pen out. We're going to leave her a message. On her phone.
Okay.
She's at the concert.
All right.
All right, now, do you type fast or write fast?
I can type fast.
All right, get on your typewriter, because I'm going to tell you this. I want you to type this out real quick, and we're going to send it to her in a message, okay?
All right.
Now, guys, let me show y'all game. He says that she's out at a concert. So when you have game, I'm going to use that to position myself. No, I mean, sorry, I'm sorry. I keep thinking I'm the West Man. I'm going to give you that to help me position itself to get the pussy, dog.
You can hit this bowling pin, call it.
Let's see. Normal thing. This guy, hold on. Yeah, get your crayon on. Hey, dog, I think you're in the wrong room, dog. What are you talking about, dog? You ain't even got no fucking game saying that. And then, listen, and this is why I love my chat room dogs. And I love Hey, look, dog, you even worse than this motherfucker, man, because at least this man got the balls to call in where your sorry ass is talking shit. And one, listen, if I'm talking shit about them, I'm doing it to help them. But you can't talk shit about them because I'm going to defend the dwellers. Don't you better leave our people alone, motherfucker. So if you don't like that shit, get your bitch ass off this fucking thing. Fuck you. How about that? I'm sorry, Carl. You got it. Hey, guys, we ain't going to let nobody come in here and disrespect y'all, man. Fuck him. Anyway, you ready, buddy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so you're going to say, right there, say, hey, beautiful. You say, hey, first thing you're going to say is, hey, beautiful or sexy. I'm going to give you a choice. Hey, beautiful or sexy?
All right. Hey, beautiful.
Right. Hey, beautiful. I know you're at a concert.
I know you're at a concert.
Yeah, I know you're at a concert right now, because that's where you said she's at. I know you're at a concert right now.
I know you're at a concert right now. All right, put that in.
But I got another concert ticket. I got another concert ticket for you.
Oh, shit. All right, I got another concert ticket for you.
You are cordially invited.
You are cordially invited.
Cordially invited to my place.
Cordially.
To my place.
Hey.
You're cordially invited to my place. Where I'm going to do a sound check with you.
Where I'm going to do a sound check with you.
With you when I kiss you when you walk through that door.
When I kiss you. When you walk through that door.
Right. We're going to do the sound check. The first sound check is kiss you when you walk through that door. Say, don't worry. I'm going to make sure the lighting and the music is perfect because that's what concerts do.
All right. You said make sure the lighting is.
I'm going to make sure the lighting and the music is perfect because that's what concerts do. Hate hearing the sound in the background.
All right.
Got that down? Okay. Okay, man. We have the concert. I'm kind of, oh yeah. You will be the main performance. And I will play your body to perfection. You will be the main performance, and I will play your body to perfection.
All right.
And once the concert is over,
all right, once the concert is over,
you'll love the after party or the after show. Once the concert is over, you'll love the after show because that is going to be me rubbing your body down with some warm lotion.
All right, got it.
All right, you went there. You're free. You're gonna be free till tomorrow, Friday or Saturday. When you want to fuck, Friday or Saturday? When do you want to fuck, caller? You want to smash Friday or Saturday?
Friday, but she lived like an hour away.
She lived out. Okay, well then, let's go Saturday. Let's go Saturday. Let's go Saturday around 8 o'clock.
Saturday.
Well, goddamn it, let's go Friday then. I'm asking, can we fuck on Friday then? Is Friday okay?
Yeah, Friday. Cool.
Okay, well let's fuck Friday. All right, Friday. How about have her come over? How about come over probably around what, 8 or 9 o'clock?
8 or 9. Okay.
All right. Now what I want you to do, you got all that written down, right?
Yeah.
All right, call her right now, and let's hear you leave the voice message.
Okay.
Now relax. Breathe, okay? Read what you wrote. I hope you wrote it correctly. It's going to go smooth. She's at the listen, I'm using her going to the concert to position myself. That's what we're doing here. That's all I'm using. I'm using the concert. But she's going to be the concert because I'm going to be playing her instrument. Yeah, you know I mean? So go ahead. Call her and leave her that message. Go ahead and call her.
No hesitation, Brady.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm going to call her now.
All right, call her now. We'll be quiet. Hey, 772, we got you next. Go ahead. Just you take a deep breath. Don't fuck up because you can't switch the answer. Just say what we said. Leave her the message. And listen, if they say you reach 555-55-55-55-55, wait a second. Don't bring her number in. Wait till they get to the 4-5 or whatever, then come and click over, okay?
All right,
go ahead and call right now. You got 20 seconds. I know you've been talking to her, so you got her on speed dial. Hurry up. 772, we got you next. We'll be quiet, caller. You got this shit. That's how game works. It's easy. Ask what the fuck you want. Five, four, three. Took two, man. We'll hang up on him. He bullshitting. Hey, guys, he been talking to her so much, it don't take that long to call the bitch. So anyway, let's bring another call in. He wasted our time. 772, what's up?
How y'all doing?
How are you, sir? How can we help you?
My question is, how do I stop self-limiting thoughts?
What is, give us a self-limiting thought.
Like, if I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone and then, I have doubts about it.
Well, what are you trying to get? What are you trying to get out of your comfort zone? Give us an example.
An example of, trying to go up to a girl and get her number.
Why do you hate yourself?
What do you mean?
Why would you beg for a number?
Not beg, but...
No. Wait. If you build worlds in your mind... And you got to the egg first and all this other good stuff. Why would you beg for a fucking number?
Well, I'm just trying to talk to the bitch.
Well, no, you're not trying to talk to her because you want to beg for a number. Why can't she call you?
True.
See that? Ty?
True.
Oh, wait, Ty, you're muted. You're muted, Ty.
No, just like that, bro. The doubt itself, what does it have to do with what you're actually going to decide to do? You cannot allow that emotion to change your actions. You have to go beyond the emotion to the definition and stand on who it is that you are.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
So what is your question then? Why don't you tell us how you're going to talk to a woman? Shaq, I had to mute
well,
you.
Is it okay to have those thoughts?
What thoughts?
As in, like, you know, doubting yourself.
Well,
is it okay?
What do you mean doubt yourself? What do you mean doubt?
Yeah.
Doubt yourself in what way?
Like if I'm trying to get a girl number and I'm thinking, oh, well, I might fuck up.
Why are you trying to get her number? Dude, that's the first problem. Why the fuck do you keep trying to get her the fucking number? Didn't we just go over this shit? And you like, yeah, I get
it. Yeah, you're right.
So you already fucking know because we just told you don't be going after numbers.
Yeah, you say I got to get her to call me.
You goddamn right. Now, you say what? You have doubts? Or what was the word you used?
Yeah, I said doubt, door. Like doubting yourself.
Huh. Why do you doubt yourself?
I don't know.
I know why, but you don't even know why?
Why?
Well, I would doubt myself, too, if I couldn't fuck. I would doubt myself, too, if I couldn't eat pussy, kiss a woman, or talk her out her panties. I would doubt myself, too, if I wouldn't even know how to do it if she opened the door. So I get where you're coming from. But then there lies the issue and the solution. Once you learn how to get your fuck on, your mouthpiece right, and your fucking kissing game on point, you wouldn't worry and doubt yourself. You see what I'm saying?
You're saying
if
I prepare, I'm not going to doubt myself type shit.
What? Wait. Well, Eureka. Eureka. You start working on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Isn't that a new thing?
Okay, that makes sense. That makes
well,
sense.
Hey.
When you walk up to her, that's who you're standing on that you know you are, bro. You know the fucking man that she's looking at.
Right.
Yeah.
And call her. And guess what you're allowed to do?
Go ahead.
You're allowed to do don'ts. You're allowed to live in the world of don'ts. You see?
Okay.
See, you don't even say, see, this is how you can fuck your mind over. See, you can start saying, I'm going to live in the world of don't. And your mind is going to leave you alone. You want to know why? Because it thinks it's actually got you. But what are the don'ts, though?
Yeah.
What are the don'ts, though? You just saying, yeah. You just say, yeah, to shut my motherfucking ass up. What are the don'ts? What is the world of don't that you should be living in?
What is the world of don't that I should be living in?
Yes. Yes.
Don't doubt myself?
Yeah. Well, okay, that's one. Keep going. Don't what else? Don't doubt yourself. What else?
Don't let people fuck you over.
Ah, that's good. Give me another one. Come on, man. You living it. Hey, dog. You just rented some property on this motherfucker. Come on. What else don't you do, brother? Come on. You get this shit. What else?
Don't do nothing I'm not comfortable with.
God damn it. God damn it. She just gave you the fucking keys. Come on, man. What else don't you do? Come on.
Shit. I don't know what else.
Don't be misunderstood. Don't be impatient.
Okay.
Don't try to please people. Don't show weakness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't have a closed mind.
Don't be emotional.
Yeah, that, God damn it, you, dude. You're coming up with your own dose, brother. See, that's the change. And guess what? Your mind didn't even know what the fuck you just did. See, your mind thinking that you're living in the don'ts. You're living in the don'ts of a dweller before. But now you're living in the don't world of a man because these are the don't things we don't do. Don't hang out with losers. Don't be friends with the fucking fools. Right.
Fact.
See, if you just change your perspective, sometimes your don'ts can be a great thing that can propel you forward in this. You see what I'm saying?
So I could use doubt that that could be, like, really helpful towards me, actually.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, no, we don't do that. We don't do that.
Yes. You see what I'm saying, Carlos? That's
yeah,
your,
that makes sense.
That's your shift and your change, okay?
Okay.
And then once you stop doing those don'ts and you start to do those don'ts, then you'll see that you're doing something wrong.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, man. Good job. We've got to go grab some other calls, buddy, okay? But you good, though?
I appreciate y'all, boys, though. That's respect.
Yeah, hey, and don't run from pussy. Don't run from pussy.
All right, man. All
right? Don't walk on eggshells. Don't beat around the bush. Okay. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, man. You learn those dose, brother, and you're going to start to do some shit. Oh, wait. Hold on. What do you want, 240? We gave you 20 seconds. What do you want?
Oh, I had called her.
No, call her again.
Did she answer what?
No, she didn't answer.
Well, hey, call her again. We didn't hear the answer. We didn't hear you do it. I feel like you're lying to me. Why didn't you call her? Why didn't you call her when we told you to call her so we can hear it?
I did, but you said when the number goes ding, 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 hit the swap. No, fuck. I hit the swap and then the merge, but then it said goodbye and then hung up the phone.
Anyway, I don't believe that. Anyway, wait, you have a Cricket phone, Android, or iPhone? What the fuck are you rocking with? Because you can't be an Android.
I got the iPhone 13.
Oh, okay. You one of those iPhone motherfuckers. That might be tied apart. Ty, you an iPhone.
Don't do that, bro.
No, but for real, though, I hit the swap, and then I hit the merge.
Yeah, I'm a pirate guy. Yeah, I know. Wait a second. Wait. I think the fake elf wants to talk to you.
Look here, motherfucker. You know you didn't do that. I'm over here hanging out with Mr. Unicorn, and you actually made a fuck up. Man, come on, man. You know you ain't do that shit. You know you scared of that pussy. I'm the same way, dog. I remember Gargamel. So I was trying to fuck Smurfette. I was like, yo, Smurfette, you got a nice little ass right there. I wanted to say that to Smurfette, but guess what? Couldn't say that to her, man. Because everybody's judging me, man. So I'm just going to say, yo, she's at a concert. I don't really want to talk to her, man. We get you.
That's what I did, man.
All right. So, all right, I guess. So, is there anything else we got on the call? What's up?
All right. So, got another question. So, like, when I try to, you know, go deep and not wide, I want to have, like, a deep conversation.
About what?
And, like, anything.
Wait. So you're like, I want to take base times height divided by powers. That's square foot.
You're going to say, yeah, they take them in.
Sure. Right. What kind of a deep conversation you want to have with a woman you just want to fuck?
How can I position myself to get them to tell me how can they, you know, help me evolve and how can I help them evolve and, like, how we can, you know, go from there? Because, like, y'all been saying,
brother, you a Pokemon trainer?
You said what?
No, my fault. Keep talking about this.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, dog. What's up?
What's up? Planet of the Apes system. You're talking about evolving and shit.
No. Like, mentally, like, you know, mentally. I'm talking, like, mentally, like, right now. Like, how do you, like, you know, get her comfortable in that zone mentally? Because, you know, physically, that shit is easy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The, you know, the sex zone, the little, you know, when they get aroused and shit.
You can't get no sex zone, dog. You ain't got no motherfucking game.
I'm learning, you know, I'm trying to get my game up.
Wait. Okay, like Ty said, this is a Ty-ism. I'm calling Ty-isms. Your Ty-Gardo-ism, how can an ego put gas in a car? that's like what you're asking, man. Well, la-di-da. So why would you ask that question?
I don't know.
You can't even ask for what you want, so why would you even ask that question? You're too chicken shit to even ask for what you want. What is a deep conversation? What is a deep conversation? I'm still trying to figure it out. What is a deep conversation with a woman?
See what he thinks one is.
Yeah, what do you think a deep conversation is? What is that?
Well, in my opinion, I think a deep conversation is when, you know, when you go into depth with things, like, you go, like play by play by play, basically, and you don't really, you know, stumble over your words.
Wait, play by play, like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, though?
Like, when you don't fumble your words and, you know, y'all having a good conversation, y'all going back and forth with it, and it's not no
awkward Wait, caller? Is it really a good conversation if you ain't talking about fucking? What the fuck is a good conversation? What are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about to call it a good conversation?
You know, everybody talking about fucking, so, you know, I want to, you know.
Wait. Everybody talking about fucking that's fucking. But you want to
I'm
what?
Talking about like when you conversating about that. I want to like conversating
about
more,
what?
In a more
okay. Let's role play this. She calls. Hello, I'm Karen. I'm a Pisces. Hi. What are you saying to her?
So how was your day?
Wait. No. I mean seriously, what are you saying to her?
What do you mean? What am I saying to her?
No, what are you saying to her? I'm sorry. I thought you said something crazy, but what are you saying to her? She said, okay, how are you doing? She's calling you. What's the first thing you're saying?
I said, what's up? What's going on with you?
What do you mean? What's going on in what way?
Like what's she doing type shit? Like
what do you mean? We're doing what? I mean, okay. All right, look.
She said, hey, how you doing? And I said,
and that woman cannot read your fucking mind. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, Carla, how about this? Let's put it in the P-way. Carla, do you wanna ask a question or make an impression?
Fuck it. Make it a question.
Excuse me.
You ask
making
a question.
Do you wanna ask a question or make an impression?
I wanna make an impression.
I said a number between 1 to 10 and you said pineapple. Ask a question or make an impression.
Ask a question.
Am I saying this in
I know, caller.
Iranian?
Caller, can you understand what he's saying?
He said, ask a question or make an impression. Right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make an impression.
Yeah, correct. And if you're talking about going deep, you have to take her and show her how deep you are to make that impression.
A leader.
Okay. A question may set you up. You can set yourself up in many different ways. Don't make it about the question. The question doesn't make it deep. It's the death of the man.
Right. But you don't.
If you ain't got no depth. You can't come from different angles. You can't approach it from different angles and topics and different ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like how Steve might have an example of the painting on the wall might show his death. The way he orients the dessert might show his death. She's gonna be multiple ways, which would set me up. She everything about it would set me up and leading to the man that I am and showing how I'm different from these niggas.
Right. Well, caller. Also call. Look at this. Also call. Peek this out. What I want to do is when I talk to her, I have an idea where I already want to take it before she even comes on the phone. And where I'm taking it is I'm going to take it where the fuck I want to take it because I'm going to lead her wherever I want to go. I'm not asking about her goddamn day because I know her day's better now she's talking to me. So why the fuck would I ask her how her day is? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And the deep conversation we having is her trying to convince me why she should come over my place instead of the other chicks that want to come over. That should be the deep conversation. She should be trying to sell herself to me in a way where I say, you know what? You know, why don't you come over and let me call this other girl over canceled. You see what I'm saying? But you want to have a deep conversation with her because you're competing with the other guys. That's your problem. I'm talking to her because I'm competing with myself. I ain't competing with nobody else. I don't compete with no one else but me. That's the only motherfucker I compete with. And I'm always going to come first. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah.
All right, we got other calls to grab, man. Any other questions, man?
Nah.
Actually, I got a question for Ty.
He's listening. Go ahead. You got to mute. He's listening.
All right. When you going to post the Patreon joint?
So what?
When you going to post your next Patreon?
I just did two videos like 2 days ago.
How about when he wants
to?
Wait. How about when he feel the fuck like he wants to? How about that, caller? Do you see why you're losing? You're not even... Oh, my God. All right, man. All right. Well, good luck to you, brother. We'll let you go, man. Good luck to you, brother. All right, 631 and 347. 631, sorry for the wait, sir. How can we help you?
Nah, you good, but y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you, sir. What's going on?
All right, so I want to know what I did wrong in that situation. So I had linked this shorty. She invited me over to her crib, whatever. And then basically...
All right, before we do this, do you want to tell us what you went wrong, or do you want to call her and do right? What do you want to do?
Tell her what I went wrong, honestly.
So you scared of her?
You don't want to create some success in the game of chess?
You want to just talk about your dog?
What is wrong
with y'all guys?
I like they think we want to hear problems all day, man.
I know, man. We're trying to give y'all solutions, man. We trying to stop you crying about it because you can't solve the past, but you can create the future. So, do you want to smash this chick, or did you fuck it up so bad when you can't smash?
I want to smash, but she still texts me afterwards, so I think...
Bro, she invited you over the crib, brother. That was...
Right.
What the fuck?
So, come on, dog. You ready to call her and get that pussy? What you ready to do? You ready to win?
I'm ready to win, man.
All right, good. Now, real quick.
There you go.
Now, all right, when are you free? When are you free?
I'm free Saturday.
All right, what time Saturday, sir?
Like around 3.
Whoa, wait. Most women don't like to show their butthole the first time in the daytime, so they kind of like night, okay? So are you free in the nighttime? Around night? Okay, what time around nighttime? Because that morning fucking ain't yet. That's got to be like the second, third time around, not the first time.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to show, you know, they're real crazy about their body, so they'd like to be in the midst of the darkness and shit.
Or a little insecure.
Yeah, they're a little insecure. So how can you do it around 8 or 9 or something?
Yeah, I can.
Are you sure? Because you sound like you're hesitant. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, okay. So let me ask you a question. What happened real quick when you went over there? What went wrong? Before we just let us know what's wrong so I know what to say to her. What went wrong?
Nah, basically when I got over there, like, she let me know that she had another plan literally when I got there. So it was like that she had other plans when I got there.
Did you say another client?
Nah, plans. She had other plans when I got there.
Oh, okay, this is an easy fix. Okay, write this down. You ready? All right, I got it in my head. Boom, I already got the answer. I already got it in my head. You ready? Are you can you type or write?
I'm typing right now.
Are you typing? No. We're going to call her. No. You're not going to text this shit to her. We're going to call her and say this shit. All right?
All right.
So you ready to type? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, first off, I would say, hey, look, Tay, say my bad. Hey, say my bad about yesterday. I don't know how you talk to her. Say, that's on me. I just want to say.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had already told her about it. And then she was like, it was her fault, whatever the case may be.
Wait, sir. I don't give a fuck if you talk to aliens, sir. Can you listen to me? I'm trying to get you some pussy here. Do you want to do it your way where you're losing right now, or do you want to do it the winning way? Fuck if you talk to her. I'm trying to solve this. I promise you. I got it in my head. Now, come on, call me. What you gonna say to her? I want to let you know, again, I was thinking about our last conversation. You know what? That's on me. You don't have to apologize. Write it down. I was thinking about our last conversation. Are you getting broke out of there? Because you're calling to say this shit. That's on me.
I got you.
Hey, and say, so I'm going to tell you why it's on me. Because I should have had you come to my place. Instead of me going to your place.
I ain't had the free at the time, though, honestly.
Can Can you just write what the fuck I'm saying?
You just say you're free. It's Saturday night, brother.
Can you just, can you please just, yeah, just say what I'm saying? Thank you. Can you just write down? I got you.
All right, brother.
So with that being said,
all right,
I'm gonna allow you to make it up to me Saturday night. Or is it Friday night or Saturday night? Is it Saturday?
Saturday.
I'm gonna allow you to make it up to me Saturday night.
Okay.
Go out and have all your go out and have all the fun you wanna have Saturday. Even go out to dinner if you want with somebody else. I just want you for dessert.
That was smooth.
Well, I'm kind of smooth sometimes. Yeah, I just want you for dessert. Allow my lips, my fingertips, and my tongue to make it up to you. Allow my lips, my fingertips, and my tongue to make it up to you tomorrow night. Well, Saturday night. And then ask her, ask her, do you want to play?
That question going to make it dangerous.
Exactly. All right, ready to call her? You ready to call her now? You ready to call her?
Yeah, let me type my number in real quick.
All right, yeah, type her number in. Relax, you're okay. It's going to sound a little odd to her because she never heard you talk this way before, but it will be stimulating to her. Because most motherfuckers don't talk to her this way.
Nah, I guess I ain't gonna lie.
Now, look. Do you have us in the background, caller?
You say what?
Do you have us? Are you watching us live on video in the background?
I was watching. I was on part of the dojo. I was watching through the Twitch. I'm not gonna.
Right, well, you watch through that fucking Twitch because we're gonna be making some signs while you talking to her.
Get
back to it because we're gonna be on the sideline. See. Ty's on the sideline. I'm in the booth. So if you're talking to her, we're going to be giving you signs and signals and shit, and we're going to help you through this, okay? Like, Ty, see that? See, Ty.
Nah, I started bugging out. Hold on. Twitch.
Oh, my God, Ty, you fool.
Nah, I just seen it.
All right. Well, all right, go ahead. Go ahead. And, yeah, that's where the poetry comes in at. Go ahead and call her right now. We'll be quiet. And just get this out, okay? Now, listen, if you feel like you're in trouble or things are going wrong, saying, shit, that's my mother calling or some shit like that, I'm going to hit you right back. All right? If you feel like you fucking up, just like, damn, hold on, let me catch this call real quick. I'm going to call you right back. And then we're going to be right there. We'll clean it up for you. Then we're going to send your ass back in there, okay? So we got you, okay?
Right,
we got two sharks on this motherfucker. So there's no reason you ain't going. You will not fail. Failure is not an option here. All right?
All right, man.
I'm going to cook Joy. She can't cook all three of us.
Yeah, she can't cook all three of us. Well, us two. Not she cooked you. But she can't cook us two. But we got you. We got you, though, right? Right?
All right.
So click over and call her. 347, we got you next. But click over and call. And if you're feeling nervous like you fucking up, say, damn, hold on, let me call you right back, baby girl. All right? And then we'll talk, and then you call her back, okay?
All right, da-da-da.
Now, you get through this fucking the thing we said. You get through this shit, okay?
All right,
stand up, baby. We got you. Relax. All right, we got you, dog. Game gotcha. Time. You wanted to tell us about your problems. We're trying to get you the pussy. All right, go ahead and make the call. Hope, yeah, if it's iPhone, I don't know how they work, but merge that shit. Right, here we go, guys. We got this one. We're going real.
Oh. I don't. Yeah. We had to hang him up. I don't. We had to hang him up. That's that. Guys, listen to us. This is why y'all lose. And 3% we bring in 1 second. We're trying everything we can to give y'all game to put you in a power position. Why the fuck are y'all scared? Jesus.
Chicken out every time, man.
Chicken out. 347. What's your question,
brother,
man?
You can't come back in the dojo, yeah. Brother. You on the corner of the street now. You might not be able to be on this block.
347. What's your question, man? What's up?
I didn't think he was going full, so, like, I wasn't ready. My question is more of, like, and it does have to do with women, but it has to do with, like, my type shit, right? So my question is, because I struggle with acne. Hello?
Wait, what? Hi, first off, hi. Hi, I'm Steven, and I'm a Leo. Hello, this is my friend Ty. He's from the Taekwondo. Yeah.
Not like that, bro. But I struggle with acne, and I'm kind of like.
Well, you struggle with acne?
Yeah.
So you got acne on your face?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck does that got to do with the tea in China? Cost of tea in China. What does that got to do with anything?
Hey, I want some.
Are you taking some for your acne, young man?
Yeah.
Okay, then what's the problem then?
Like, I don't, because y'all got clear skin, so, like, I was kind of, like, wondering if y'all had.
I'm 5'7". I'm a little motherfucker. What are you talking about? I'm a short little motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Wait, bro, you got game. But I'm talking about your skin.
Brother, I created my game. Like, Ty, we create our shit. So what are you talking about?
So I could create my game.
You think? That's what we're trying to tell you, motherfucker. So what's the problem?
Yeah, I got a second question.
All right, what's up, man?
So I was on a train one day, and if you've ever been to New York, like, you kind of know, like, on the subways, there'd be crackheads. And there was this crackhead, like, he sat
caller,
next to
caller,
a shorty.
Caller. You're better off talking about a unicorn before I cut your ass off. Please tell me you're not calling us about a fucking. You're not calling about us about a crackhead. Please say you're not. Please tell me. Please tell me. Please tell me that you're not calling us about a fucking crackhead on a subway. Then please, I'm gonna continue. Do not say the word crackhead. Then what is your other question?
So there was this shorty that I helped out on the train, and then we was like, we talked a little bit. She was asking me about, like, what I wanted to do in college and shit, and I was telling her about how, like, because I remember I went on the call before you asked me.
Wait, how old are you?
17.
Do you have your own place? Okay, do you have a place to fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. If she asked you why aren't you in college, couldn't we discuss this at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, feeding the ducks? Couldn't we discuss this on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air? Couldn't we discuss this on these corners?
Hello. Hello?
Hey, 6300, real quick, here is fucking excuse why you didn't click that fucking phone over, dog. Why the fuck did you click that phone over, 631?
Call it sharing a premium button.
You said what?
Why didn't you click the phone over when we told you to click that damn phone over, dog?
Nah, my fault. I was already talking to her. And
I don't want to hear that shit. You call her ass right now, and you say that shit over.
I don't
want to hear that shit. You call her ass.
You call her right now and put her on that goddamn phone for a year. Do it again.
Oh, I swear to God. You can't do it again.
Do it
again. Nope.
Do it again. Do it again and call her. Because I don't believe
you. I'll tell you what I said.
Nope, I don't want
to
hear what the fuck
you
said. I don't know. I ain't your God. Don't swear to me. All that shit. You call her fucking ass right now. If she's sleeping, say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Listen, if she's sleeping, she ain't sleep right now. Call her and say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Is she coming over, yes or no? Yes or no?
Nah, I'm going over there. I'm going over there.
All right, tell her then, hey, all right, let's see if this is real.
How the fuck you changed the whole script?
I know. You call her
and
say,
I
want
you to jump.
Call her. Call her. Dweller. Listen, you call her right now and tell her I want you to wear something in black. Call her right now, click over and say, when I come and see you, wear something loose fitting in black. Call her right now.
I have it.
Hey, and I tell you, if you don't answer, if you don't click over in 15 to 10 seconds, don't call back over here again, because I'm going to cuss you the fuck out for wasting my motherfucking time.
I ain't going to waste your time, because you got it.
No, you wasted that time. You didn't click that fucking phone over, you scared-ass motherfucker. Now.
Nah, but I swear to God, I'll talk to her.
Nah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Somebody, hey, call her right now. Do it right now. Call. Go. All
right.
You got 15 seconds. Scary ass motherfucker. Man, why are you so scary?
Your camera's still off.
I know it is. I know it is. I'm just like, right. like the wizard.
Niggas trying to lie, though. Niggas trying to lie.
And you know the bitch did. He got scared and hung the fucking phone up. See, that's what we're talking about. Let's bring in these other two callers. 631, what's your question? Then we got an anonymous. We always hold those off last in case. We... Yep. 631, hello.
Yo, you get me?
Yes, sir. What's your question? What's up?
So, basically, my question is, how do I escalate the situation? Like, so basically,
what is escalating? What the fuck is escalating?
Like basically escalating the situation to like kind of just basically like getting the fuck. You know
wait. Basically escalating the situation to do what now?
So basically, let's say I just got like I got this girl contact, right? Like this girl like number and shit, right?
All right, good. We're about to call her. We got you. We're about to call her right now. You ready?
Call her.
Wait,
I ain't call her yet, though.
Put a note in the fucking bottle and chuck that shit in a goddamn ocean and let her get it. Are you ready to call her or not, caller?
Shit. I don't know if I'm ready to call her. Cause
then
she ain't even answer my...
Call her. Then hang up on us. This ain't for you.
So,
call her. If you ain't too chicken shit to do it, you'll never get it. Just throw a number away. Hang up on us and burn her number and never call her again. Because she doesn't want to be with a loser. You're a loser.
Nah, I ain't
no
loser.
You're a loser because you're calling us about some silly ass shit. You too scared to call the fucking woman. You're a loser. The question is, why aren't you calling her and setting something up?
Nah, because I'm in the process of doing that. But
Ty, can you explain?
Well, how long does it have to take?
Shit, I mean, I just met the bit like probably like a day ago, so I was gonna say like,
what's the difference between you making plans now and plans 4 days from now?
Now you're right. Now you're definitely right about that.
So, I ain't got much time. Yeah, can you please nut the fuck up and call her, please? Are you ready to call her or what?
I mean, shit.
What are you? Okay, dog, how old are you? Wait a second. You must be 15 years old. Are you 15 years old?
Nah.
How old are you?
It was more like a general question. Like,
how old are you, dog?
And we answered it, bro.
Dude,
we
can you tell us how
I'm
fucking 19, old you
bro.
Are? All right. Can you get your 19 little panty wearing ass and start manning some draws and shit and fucking nut up? What is the purpose of having her number if you're too chicken shit to call her? What is the purpose?
I'm definitely gonna call her.
Okay.
Like
all right, call her. Let me explain something to you. You got her number. Let's say you got her number yesterday, right? Like you said, I think you got it yesterday, right? You begged for a number because you don't have no self worth. All right,
it ain't go down like that.
What ain't gonna happen when I give her my number today and I'm talking her out of her pussy? Whose house you think she's coming over? Well, you'd be like, well, I guess I'll do it tomorrow because tomorrow is when the rainbows come.
Tomorrow's all sunshine. Oh,
you're trying to pretend. You're trying to pretend that you're doing, you're busy or some shit.
Yeah, why are you playing like you're busy? You ain't busy, man. You're scared.
I do busy, though.
You scared. Then why don't you call her right now? Why don't you call her right now?
Because the thing was, it wasn't like, I wasn't trying to call her right now. I was trying to get like a general, like, question, like, general, like, answer so I could have, like some to go by when I do talk to females. You get what I mean?
No, what's going by is that you're setting shit up to see if she's even fucking interested in you. Why would you waste your fucking time?
That's my question. How do I set it up, though? How do I set it up?
Fucking call her ass right now.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Dog, I know y'all motherfucking dog, y'all can't, dog. You got, guys, this is why August is so important to y'all. This is why we're going to be fucking a lot. Because guys like this, you are out of, dog. Can you call her, yes or no? Are you going to call her?
I'm going to call her, but I'm saying the point is, I'm not trying to call her. I'm trying to get like a concept so I know when I'm like, yo, I'm talking to this girl, I know how to.
Seeing if she's okay, listen, Dweller, concept of seeing if she's interested in you. You don't even know that shit yet. So don't you want to find that shit out instead of trying to waste all this fucking time trying to act like you're cool, act like you busy, and act like you about the game. We can solve this shit in less than 2 fucking minutes. And yet you don't want to know the truth because you know she don't like your weak ass. That's why.
Nah, that's
you know,
bro,
you
that's
know.
Cat.
Well, hey, look, you calling us,
I
right?
I call it, yeah.
Then call us. Then call her then, man.
For me, I bet call her. I bet call her then. I'll call her.
No, I'm saying call
her.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Call her emergency. That's the plan.
I don't understand why you can't just call her and say, look, I'm free tomorrow night. Let's go do this. Let's go to Lake Spread your ass cheeks and feed the ducks. I don't know why you can't do that. What is so hard about that, caller? Tell me.
I mean, it ain't difficult.
Then do it.
So you want me to do that right now?
Caller, listen. Please understand this. Women, wait. Here's the rule of Jill Scott. Do you know the rule of Jill Scott, sir? Do you know the rule of Jill Scott? Okay. I'm going to show you the rule of Jill Scott. And after we go to Jill Scott, this is why you need to call her. Listen, Jill. Listen to this. Listen.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So are you ready to tell her what to do? Or do you want to sit on your fucking Tampax and wait for the life to happen to you and not tell her what to do? What do you want to do?
Nah, you're right.
I'm not trying to be right. I want you to be right for yourself. Call her right now. Tell her you're free this weekend. Tell her you want to spend some time with her. And if she says anything other than yes, then throw her ass back in the water.
I bet.
I want to answer sooner than you already know.
Yes. Stop. Now, hey, you got 20 seconds.
Wait. You want me to? I bet.
You call. Wait. Do you have a Cricket phone, Apple, or Android? I'm in the Samsung family.
You're not a merger phone.
Oh, merge it? Oh, yeah. I got to call her first, though, right?
Call her.
Yes.
Do I need to make a bologna sandwich and cut the edges out and shit and put and shape it as a little fucking horse or some shit? Do you have a mental problem? Okay, well, the way you're talking is you don't know how to fucking wait. So we want you to just like what? Go ollie oxen free and just magically get an answer? Or do you think you're going to call and click over? All right, come the fuck on, man. Come on, man.
I'm about to call her right now.
All right, you got it. Come on. You got 20 seconds and I'm hanging this fucking phone up on you.
All right.
Suck that shit up. Now, for all of our aficionados, we will be doing a show at 3 in the morning, and then we'll also do another show on creating order. That'll be Friday, Riding with the Dean shows.
Yo, I definitely.
All right, caller. Well, then look. Well, this one, I got you. Okay.
Oh, you can't call
No. Caller, you can't call
her. Nah, like, okay. Not letting me. I'm putting
No. Caller. It's okay. Caller, listen. It's okay. All right, caller. I'm going to show you something magic. I'm going to show you something
it's
magic.
A face.
You ready? Caller. Yeah. Show you something magic. Are you ready? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to hold up your index finger, not in front of your face. Just hold it up as far as you can. Hold up your index finger. All right. You got your index finger held up?
Nah.
Dude, do you want the help or not? I'm trying to show you something.
Well, I feel like you're trying to make me look dumb.
Well, you're already looking dumb because you're too chicken shit to call the woman, so that's already done. We already know you're dumb, weak, and you ain't got no fucking game, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, that's
right. So, can you hold up your index fingers, please? I'm even holding mine up. Right here. Look. I got mine. Okay, you got your finger up?
Yeah.
Okay. Now hang up the fucking phone. Yeah, get your weak ass off here. No wimps allowed. Yeah, he did. Good. He hung up. See that?
And Nick, yo, he had the balls to call back and say, I folded. I couldn't
call. He said, I folded.
I tried to do it, so I swear to you, I tried.
Oh my god, man.
I wanted to go dojo to the moon.
Ty,
please don't be mad at me.
Man, the fucking... All right, guys, we got two more calls left. 111, we got to hold you off last because in case you're a prankster, we got to make you wait, which helps us out better. 347, you're up then, 111. 347, what's your question? What's up?
All right, so I was in the last call, but like... Once it hit 30 minutes, it kind of just, like, disconnected. So,
oh, wait. Are you the crackhead guy? You're the crackhead guy that was talking to the woman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your question, man?
I folded, like, bad. So, like, what happened was I was telling her – I was making it relevant. I was telling her about, like, yeah, I'm looking into microbiology. Like, when it comes to unique situations and shit, I'm very adaptable. Like, feel me? I was talking about all that good shit.
So why were you saying all that silly ass shit? That made her pussy dry up. Wait, call her. I want you to listen.
Why?
Well, you know what that is? That means it's dry. Ooh, you just killed it. Why are you talking about that boring ass shit?
I mean, look. After I said that though, she gave me her phone to put my number in. But
so
I don't know.
Okay,
I know,
what did you do when she put your number in her phone? Oh, shit. Did that happen again?
No.
Okay, my bad. Ty doing some shit. I was like, Ty, what the fuck? Okay, yeah. What? I'm asking you this question.
Yeah.
Ty, you threw me off. You're like, what the fuck? What do you call her? What did you say to her when she put your number in her phone? Or you put her number in her phone?
I told her that the phone that I'm using is my temporary phone, and that I could give you my Instagram.
Caller, are you fucking serious? You didn't say, all right, I'm going to give you this number. Hey, you make sure you call this number, because when you do, you're going to go on
this phone
date. You're going to have a good time.
This phone is temporary.
Okay, dog, is it a burner? Are you a drug dealer? Is it a burner phone?
Oh,
is this like the wire?
I'm not going to have it for long.
Wait. Is it your mom's phone? Who fucking phone?
No,
hold on.
It all you got to do is give her the new number. Right.
Something is not right. How is it not your phone?
No, it is my phone, but I'm not going to have it for long.
Wait. What is not for long? Tomorrow?
This phone.
Tomorrow?
Like,
how long are you not going to have your phone for? When are you not having your phone? Tomorrow?
This phone is only going to last for the week.
Wait a second. Are we on? Is this Narcos? Wait a second. Is that a burner phone you have? What kind of phone
does
that have?
Yes, it is. Wow. Yes,
you
it
got
is,
a burner? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got a burner? Dog, are you serious?
Yeah.
See how we caught him with that shit, Ty? Dog, you really
caught your red-handed.
We caught you red-handed.
I ain't doing no crime.
You got a burner phone.
Bro, I ain't doing no crime.
Dog,
oh
you gay. Dog, yo, bad boys. What you gonna do? So you got a burner. How are you gonna explain to her
I got a new number. I got to go to 7-Eleven to give me a brand new phone. That's gonna last me 2 more weeks.
Nah, so, I'm gonna get my official phone.
Your microbiome with a burner phone.
Yeah, yes, I'm into microbiology, and you know, I used to take. Oh yeah, well, yeah. Why are you talking like you all about shit and you got a burner phone, dog?
Bro, my phone.
Wait. Oh no, you know what? I get it, Steve.
Oh wait, is it this one right here?
Since he's using a burner phone, he gonna say I can't merge the car.
Right. And
what?
And,
oh
yeah,
my
you're,
god.
You're like a dolphin and shit. You're just like
this. I see what it is.
Oh, what the
hell? Like a dolphin. No,
look,
you scared of me, dog.
Look, Steve. Burner. Look, Steve. Look. I do not have her number. I have her Instagram. What I'm trying to ask you is, like, when I was texting her, what I did, I fucked up somewhere. I did something wrong because she was interested. She was feeling me. But then it's like everything just, like, she just stopped.
Because you probably like,
was doing house. Too much clucking and not enough fucking, bro.
Fuck off.
So
what were you doing?
Okay, boom. All right, so boom. Okay, I don't know the exact problem because if I knew the exact problem, I wouldn't have done it. But
just
I
read.
Think,
right, wait. Look, hurry, Dweller. Read your Instagram.
Yeah.
Just read it to us.
Yeah.
Just read what you said. She said. I read it. Read it or send a screenshot. You want to send a screenshot? You want to send a screenshot?
I'm gonna read it out loud.
I read that shit out loud.
Your mic is shitty.
Shitty mic. And 111, we got you next.
Send them.
Yeah. Why don't you just print screen? Yeah, can you print screen and send those to me?
You sure you can't hear me from my mic? I feel like it would be easier like that.
Dog, it'll be easy if you just print screen them. Wait. Look, this is what you do. We're going to grab, listen, caller. We're going to grab 111, right? And while we're doing that, you get all your print screens together and send it to me, and I'll post them. And then we'll go over it, okay?
All right,
say, because if you hang up now, you'll fall off, so don't leave. So just print screen.
Alright. So I'm gonna take screenshot and send it to the number, right?
Not the number. Send it to themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com.
Okay. All right,
so hold on, we're gonna put you on hold, okay? And we'll grab the 111 call and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Got you.
Alright, print screen those and hurry the fuck up. We'll be right back. Let's stay right there. Now we'll grab the 111 caller because they've been on for a long time. 111, what's your question? How can we help you? 111 going once. 111 going twice. Wow, you stayed that long for us to hang up on you? About the president?
That's crazy.
You just, wow. All right, we'll just leave you on. And wow, they didn't say nothing. Ty, sometimes you know women call just to hear us and stuff, and they don't share what they are. So that might be a fan. So, well, we sorry, girl. You stay on and listen to us, girl. It's okay. Now, 347, back to you. 111 didn't want to say nothing. She didn't want to talk. So, 347, are you ready? Are you print screening them? Are you screen printing them?
I'm screenshotting them right now. But I could just say it. Can I just say it?
You might lie.
I know. I feel like you're going to lie. You'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm an astrophysicist. No, I don't want to have sex right now. I'm a good guy.
I'm coming on this call for advice. Why would I lie?
Carter, we're going to give you fucking advice. Just send us the screen prints, and we will read it. You just keep it. Just send us three right now. We'll go over those three. Then you send us three more, okay? Just do it like that.
Wait, say I want to call?
Okay. Screenshot three of them motherfuckers and send to the man mindset. We'll upload those three and talk about those right now, okay? And then you screenshot us three more, okay?
All right,
did you send us the first three?
Yeah, I'm going all the way to the top. All right, I'm at the top.
How did you talk about her so much? So much shit and you ain't make those have a plan, no concrete, nothing.
This doesn't make any sense.
What are y'all talking about, bro?
So you ready, big dog?
I'm not going to lie. It was some random ass shit. Like, I didn't even expect
brother,
it.
I don't
give
a fuck. You just screen those so we can help you, man. Come the fuck on, man.
Bro, it's loading up. My phone. Hold on.
Oh, my guys, don't get a burner phone. All everybody else, never get a burner phone.
This guys, is why I want to see it, bro. This is why I want
to
see it.
Just screen scratch your stuff. We're talking to everybody else. We're waiting to get a screenshot. Just take the screen pictures or whatever, what you young whippersnappers do, and we will post them, okay? All right, did you send them?
No, I'm thinking of two. I don't know.
All right, that's two. Come on. Take one more, and then we will we'll put it up, and we'll look these over. Then you grab three more and send them. You see that? Because then we can show you where you went wrong.
To actually break it down.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, you came for. Okay.
Jesus, dude, come on, dude.
It was done.
All right. Did you send them?
Wait, I gotta get the third one. So freeze.
Make sure you block her Instagram out when you
Yeah, make sure you cover up her name, please.
Oh damn, I gotta do it. You see, this is what I wanna see.
Just do it. I'll cover it. I'll do the work. Just fucking send three. We'll do the work. Alright, now themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. I'll fuck your name. Those people don't give a fuck about your name. These guys ain't trying to date you. So can you just, I'll cover up the name. Come on.
So I got three.
My name is Sean. Three. I mean, really? Come on, man. All right, go ahead. Send me the three. I'll cut out the name if you have it in there. Yeah. I'll just send them. I'll cut out the name, buddy. And we will show all the chat room dogs. themanmindset@gmail.com. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Themanmindset@gmail.com.
Yes.
themanmindset@gmail.com.
He's like, my name is Sean. I'm like, no, the only name. Oh my God, they don't know it's Sean. And somewhere around there, oh my God, that's Sean.
Bro, they might be like,
no, come on, man. Unless your name is Google, then they might know you, dog. Come on. Did you send the shit?
Wait, yeah. Would you be able to, like, tell which one is?
Brother, don't worry about it. Did you send it? Yes or no? Did you send the shit? You send it? Did you send it? Yes or no?
They're in the email right now. All right.
So you send it and grab it. I didn't get anything yet, sir.
Okay,
I didn't get anything. Are you sending it? All right, let me know. Did you send? I forgot you got a burner phone, so that shit's got to go through the stratosphere, hit Saturn.
She gotta hit our satellite and everything, man.
I think I'll take it.
Hey, Ty, it hit a bird and knocked the nut off a squirrel.
Shit about to fly through my window, man.
It went to my outbox. It went to my outbox.
I know it's easy to take
Boy, burger problems, man. You said it yet, man?
It went to my outbox. It's the man mindset.
You know how to spell the, T-H-E, man, M-A-N, mind, M-I-N-D, set, S-E-T.
All lowercase, right?
God damn it, it could be in fucking Braille, motherfuckers coming to the same place. @gmail.com.
All right.
Guys, say no to the burner phone. All right, did you send it yet?
This thing is sending right now.
Oh, wait, yeah. It's hitting the third ring of Saturn, like, and bouncing. It's hitting the ring and bouncing.
You get it?
All right, is it out?
I sent it.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it, buddy. Hold on. I got you. We got you, buddy. I didn't get it yet. Wait, let me check my spam mail because I don't know if Gmail takes.
Probably got some crazy.
I gotta make sure because sometimes Gmail might not take spam. But let me see if it is in my spam folder. Wait a second, are you MLG?
Mm-hmm.
Are you It was in my spam.
It really was.
All right, so let me grab it. All right, so we got two of them, so keep working them. I got two, so keep working them, big dog. Let me go ahead and do my magic, guys. All right, we got you, dog. I got you, big dog. Let me see here. Okay, all right. All right, give me a second.
See how bad it is.
Yeah, it's not that bad. All right, I'm going to take her name. All I got to do is get rid of her name. Hold on. See, I'm going to clean it up for you, dog. See how cool we are, dog?
Didn't even get remembered.
We got you. See, we got you.
Got you, though.
Yeah, we got you, big dog. I'm going to take her name out. And all right. Let's see. All right. I'm going to take her name out. And you keep sending them, okay? You keep sending them. I'll keep on downloading them. All right, that's one. And let me get the other one. All right, that's one. And now let me get number two. Tell me you didn't ask that bitch how old she is. I'm reading right here. Jesus fuck. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Never mind. I didn't mean to say that. Let me keep going. All right, here we go. Let me grab the next. Oh, my God.
All right, I sent it on
Wait. Get the next one right here. All right, guys, I know y'all waiting. I know you say Steve, hurry the fuck up. You're going too slow, motherfucker. All right, here we go. I'm gonna upload the two right now. Hey, Carla, keep sending them, okay? Keep sending them.
All right,
all my chat room dogs, I'm gonna load up one and two right now. Let me find a safe place. The lines are down anyway. Let me find a safe spot.
Wait, Steve. What's the last text you see? The latest text, like what?
Wait, give me a second. Let me grab them first. Hold on, let me grab them.
All right.
Where are they at? Here we go. Got one to two. We'll figure it out, dog. All right, here we go. Here's the first one. Gentlemen, we're going to line up. Here's the first one right here. Here we go. Let me take down the phone lines. Lines are down. Let me take this down. Let's go over the first one. And then we'll go to the next. Just keep sending them, big dog.
All right.
Now let's look at what he's saying. Wait. Now you're saying, did you say, do you know how old I am? Is that you? Or wait. She's asking, okay, do you know how old you are? You said, how old are you? She says, I'm 21. You said, that's cool. I'm not lying. You look like a nice person. What the fuck? Wait, what is that about?
That's what she said.
Oh, you look like a nice person. Oh, okay. So, okay, nothing really on that one. Here's, let's go to the next one. All right. I'm 4 years older. How do they look? No, I'm saying you're a nice person. And you say, I've dealt with women that are, I've dealt with women older than yourself. But if you feel like it's a problem, by all means. But you'll be surprised how low-key, But you'll be surprised how low-key older women... She's 21 years old, dog. And where the fuck is she old? Did you really... Ty, take
the...
Wait. Keep going, caller. Did you send me some more, caller? I'm coming. Before you answer that, did you send me the other email so I can work on them while Ty is breaking this down?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm sending them right now.
All right, come on, send them all right now, and Ty, break this down while I'm grabbing the other stuff on the back end.
Cool, I'm going to tell you why this conversation right here doesn't even matter. I'm screen shot. Ignore me. This is really for the chat. Chat.
Tomorrow.
This is a hypothetical conversation. I don't live in the end of the hypothetical. We either going to do it or we're not.
Right.
We going to do what I want or we're not.
Right.
No need to be talking about what we should not do.
Carl, I didn't get it. Did you send them?
Wait.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Nigga's a victim.
Yeah. He's talking. See, my thing I see, Ty, is that why are you saying, but you'd be surprised how low-key older women are. Why are you calling her older? Didn't she say she was, 21? Wait, 21. And she's 21.
Yeah, 21.
So why would you
call her?
Wait, did you send a caller?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, my God. Damn it. Come on, please.
Oh, I could send them all together. Crazy.
Just send them. Send them. I'll grab them and fill them. Come on. We trying to hurry this shit along. Come on.
I'm so sorry, man. I got them all.
All right, you send them?
Boy, so
I'm in my spam folder and I still got the same one. Did you send it, sir?
Yep. It just sent.
All right, just sent. Let me refresh my spam folder because I'm sure that's where it's at. Didn't get anything in my spam folder. Oh, wait, here
I appreciate
we go. All right, I got it. I got it. All right, we got three more, Ty. So these are the last three, right? Call it these the last three?
Nope.
Wait, you'll be surprised how old women are. Are you implying something? I only got caller. Caller, let me ask you a dumb question. Let me ask you a stupid fucking question.
Okay.
Now, caller, I understand you just talked to us about the crackhead, okay? And I get you brought up crackhead stuff.
Yeah.
But can you help my – wait, I'm going to show everybody before I ask this question. I'm going to show everybody before I ask this question because I need you to help my ignorant ass on something. Let me post this shit up, and I'm going to ask the question with the chat room. Let me grab that shit. God help me take the wheel. All right. All right, caller, let me grab this. All right, let me see, where is it at? All right, caller.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me you asked me about a motherfucker you talked to two weeks ago? Are you calling us about a motherfucker that you've been talking to at July 8th?
Yeah.
Caller. Are you fucking... You're asking us about something that happened two fucking weeks ago?
Yes.
Why?
Oh.
If you ever want to link me over, if you ever want to link me over a week, can you articulate what the fuck that means? What the fuck does if you ever want to link me over, what the fuck is over a week? What the fuck does that mean?
Bro, I don't even know.
Wait, motherfucker. You type
what you want. What you want to call it. Have you ever thought about that? What's more powerful and impactful? If you ever, or I want you to.
Bro, I want you. That's not even a question. But I wasn't thinking like that.
I want you to link me over a weekend. Even if you just change that, bro.
But what does that mean, though? What does that fucking mean?
What is it if you ever want to?
If you ever want to link me over a week, what the fuck is link me? What the fuck does that mean?
Like,
pull up and do what?
Oh, I see what you mean. First of all, what are you talking about?
Wait. What the fuck does link me mean?
No, it don't. It doesn't mean shit, because I'm not even saying anything.
Caller. If I'm the woman, she doesn't understand what you're saying. So what does link me mean?
Link me was supposed to mean, like, fuck, basically.
Okay.
Nah, the means come see you, bro. Link up, link together.
So you meant link up. So you meant link up, like hanging out. You don't want to fuck, right?
Yeah. Not anymore, but yeah, I want to.
Wait, hold on, Carl. Don't piss me off. Why are we talking about this shit if you didn't even want the bitch? Why the fuck
no,
are
no,
you
no,
talking? You said you wanted to fix this shit. Now you're telling me you didn't even want her?
This is why. Because the only reason I don't want to fuck anymore is because, like you said, it's 2 weeks ago. It's done. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm not going to, like, bring that shit back up.
Tired of what? Caller,
like,
you're telling me your first few messages to say you want to fuck? She doesn't even fucking know you.
You want to link?
Caller.
Wait, did you see the rest of the message?
Thursday.
Caller. Caller, are you serious, man?
Thirsty, man.
You're saying she says hi, like as in hello.
And the first thing that comes out of your fucking thirsty mouth.
No. Yo, nah. No.
Motherfucker, we're reading this shit right here. Wait. Call her. What do you mean, nah? We're reading what she said. She said hi. As in hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're saying if you ever want to link me over a weekend, let me know. Is this porn?
Wait, no. You're reading it in the wrong order.
Caller, wait. Caller, listen to me. There doesn't need to be order.
Conversation start with hi.
It doesn't need to be order, caller.
Oh wait, okay.
She said hi. You said let's fuck over the weekend. And what? You can't tell you didn't say that because that's the fuck you said. I'm asking, why the fuck did you say that? You didn't say later. He's only got this one. I only got this one. All the other screenshots were the same.
At first, when I wanted to link her, I just wanted to be on some cool shit. But then I saw that, like,
cool.
Not me. Like, just like a cool.
Oh, you thought you were balling by, there's another one. Hold on, I got some more. I got six of them right here. Hold on. Here we go. Fuck. Hold on, Carla. Wait. Now the other one's popped in. See? Hold on. Fuck all y'all in the chat room. His fucking burner phone missed Saturn and hit you.
It ended up in the wrong file. Maybe send the PDF.
All right, guys, I'm grabbing. Hey, guys, hold on, I'm grabbing the rest of them. I didn't know. It just hit me. It just hit from Jupiter. Right. All right, hold on. Here we go. All right, I'm gonna grab these. Hold on, guys. We got this. I'm sorry, guys. I just got. So don't be mad at me. I'm gonna cut them all up. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna cut one up right now.
We're gonna close it out with the pimp.
Yeah, we'll close. All right, pull up
the
pimp.
Really
yeah, bring the pimp out of this motherfucker because we got to. All right, I'm going to post this one. I'm going to keep going, Ty. So I'm going to post this one up to keep everything fresh so y'all don't have to wait on my cake ass. Hold on a second. All right, so let me go and delete these. Let me pull up the next one. All right, here's the next one, guys. Next one right now. Here's the next screenshot. All right, here you go. Pull up next screenshot. So I'm going to keep adding. Here you go, Ty. There you go. Read that one, Ty. I'm going to get to the next one.
She said, oh, really? So you are saying that you're mature. How low-key are they? And you said I prefer to lead by example / action. All right, now. I ain't too bad.
Oh, my Jesus, God. What the fuck? What am I reading? Oh, my God. Ty, it gets worse. Ty, fuck up is nice. Oh, what the fuck? Dude.
Carly, you need to notice something right now, brother.
Oh.
She giving you resistance.
Exactly.
Exactly. You don't feel me. Call her. But her mouth is moving. Which means she cruising for a grooving.
Oh, let me know when you're ready for the next one, Ty.
Go ahead, player.
All right, I got a player. Hold on, let me hit it with the next one. All right, here. Hold on, God. Give me a second. Hold on, let me take this snapshot. All right, hold on. Here's the next one. All right, guys, here's the next one.
Do you think you're talking to a baby? She said. He said. I hope I'm talking to Carla. What the fuck we gonna do with hope? Carla. She better hope. That's the hope that's gonna stay.
Yeah, no.
Carla, what Carla? I don't even want to finish the sentence. Carla, what the fuck we gonna do with hope? Hope with a hoe. Ho, 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 nigga, this Santa Claus, nigga? Brother said, I hope I'm talking to a woman as experienced as I am, trying to sound cool. She said, you said, I think it might be the wrong order. This nigga said, rip your stockings, turn on your hot, you spot hot. Nigga, you trying to rhyme, nigga?
Nah, that was a mistype. That was a mistype.
wait, hold on. No. Die.
Who said she got on? Did she tell you she had on stockings?
Man.
Did she tell you she had on stockings?
See, my game, like...
Brother, two ears, one mouth, brother. Did she tell you she had stockings?
Nah. I mean...
So you made the shit up?
Every girl has stockings, though. But that's
brother,
assumption.
So you made the shit up, brother. But I'm not worried about what she got on. I'm worried about what she gonna have off.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your fan on because it gets hotter. Hot. This come before that. I see what's going on. You might not be ready for all that though. You talk to a baby.
That spot, the U spot, is an actual spot.
She said, "You think you're talking to a baby?" No, but I'm about to get you one.
We gonna do all the moves of creating one, motherfucker.
We about to work on making one.
We about to work on making. Here's the next one.
All right, next one.
See, now she gave me a little play. Look, you got scared.
You got me thinking.
You got me thinking here.
All right, continue.
All right, turn your fan on. Okay, that thing's the last one.
Brother, you tell her she might not be ready for that, bro. You need to be making plans, brother.
That's the last one you got, fellas. I'm sorry, here you go. That's the last one. But what I'm saying is this. She said, you hot. You got me thinking here. So why didn't you set it up? Why are you just talking about turn your fan on because it gets hotter?
Because this is the definition of too much clucking and not enough fucking.
Too much clucking.
All right, the tea for you turned on. Now it's time to turn her out.
Oh, my God. Why do y'all guys beat around the bush so much?
This is why I'm here. This is why I'm here.
Well, we know because you try to be all cool. What is this? What the fuck is this turn your fan on bullshit? What the fuck is that about?
I know.
I mean, what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
I was for them.
And then you sound...
Kind of general like that.
Then you sound like you're in junior high school. You might not be ready for all that, though. What the fuck? All what?
Yeah, nah.
Why you talk like you a baller and you are like a fucking female and shit? You scared as fuck. Why would you say this shit? Why you acting like you something that you're not, though, man?
Nah, I really do this, though. I really do this.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Carla, you really do this, but it didn't.
Yeah, but I ain't here with this one. That's why I'm here. Like, I was chatting.
She was ready to fuck.
I clucked myself out the pussy, bro. I know I did.
Talk too much, brother.
I was doing too much, bro.
Brother, you're talking too much and you ain't even saying nothing.
Saying nothing at all, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Brother, you made a pussy dry.
I know. I know that now. Real, because like, all this is like...
Carla, you know what you should have did? She got me thinking. You know what I would have did? I would have gave her something else to think about. Which route she was going to get to my house. What form of transportation? So she can come get some elevation. That's what she would have been thinking about. But instead, you got to tell her about fans and shit.
Tired shit.
Why you scared of pussy, man? Why are you so scary, man?
I'm not scared of pussy. It's just that, like,
dog,
I kept...
Case, why you set it up? Well, then why don't you have her at your place then?
Well, you know what you sound like? You sound like those guys like, you can't handle the dick. You don't be able to handle my dick. I bet you that's where that shit was going to go.
That's how you sound.
I
know you are, but what am I? That's how you sound. I know you are, but what am I?
Look, I tried to set it up like that weekend, right? And then she said, I have like college things. Like she got to like fix her schedule. And then I was like, okay, you know, that's when I started to be soft. I was like, you don't have to if you don't want to. And then she was like, no, I want to. I'm a set on Saturday.
Why do you keep using the word if? Call it. If I was, if my uncle was born with a vagina, what? He'd be my aunt.
No funny shit.
No, man. Well, I mean,
no, it's real. Funny to me that you keep saying if. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, man.
If what?
If woulda coulda shoulda motherfucker, dog. What the fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
Scared. Just say I'm scared of pussy, dog.
I asked her, like, all right, so I'm finna come on Sunday. And then she just ain't respond. So I was like,
well,
all right,
yeah,
she probably...
What?
Right.
Call her, bro. Call her to say what? Call her.
What did she get out of this shit, dog?
Oh, my, bro, you're wasting time. I listen, I don't blame her.
What is she supposed to... What is
she did what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, basically. I was trying.
Color. Only thing that matters is what we going to do, brother. You got to lead her, brother. All right, let's do this right. Saturday. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, well, guess what? We're going to figure out another day. Or brother, this all that matters, brother.
Yeah.
I don't got time to be talking and figure out what college she goes to, what time she goes to. I don't care.
Right. What one thing that I noticed, like looking back, I kept trying to like do foreplay. I kept trying to like get her wet
what
before.
You mean foreplay?
Like,
what? Wait, what did you say to her? Please,
you,
I want to hear
know
this
what
shit.
Foreplay is.
Yeah, I want to hear this shit. What was you saying to her? That you thought was gonna get her wet?
Yeah, you ain't about to get no more play.
Nah, I was trying to like be smooth with it, like tell her what I'm finna do and shit.
Person. How can you be something that you're not then? How does that fucking work?
I'm glad it's funny. Now you ain't got no honey.
Say one time, Tom. Pimp Tom.
What did you say?
Brother,
tell
what
us.
Is foreplay, brother?
Like foreplay is like everything that happens before the play. So like how you talking to her.
Tell us what you were saying to her. What did you say to her? Let's hear what you said. What did you say to her?
I mean, it's all in the
what
DM.
What did you fucking say, dog? We don't give it. Just tell us. What did you say? Come on. What did you say to her? Tell us.
I for example, I'm going to rip your stockings and, like, hey, a U-spot.
Wait, were you in a U-spot? Wait, did you say a U-spot?
Yeah. You know the U-spot.
Okay, so you're going to hit the U-spot, okay? And then what you going to do after you hit the U-spot, dog? What's next?
Yeah, I'm going to... Oh, you want me to, like play it out now?
No, everyone wants to know. We all want to know in the chat room. What is it? Keep going. What is it?
I ain't got game, nigga.
No, listen, you said it already, so it's already done. So what is it? What else did you say?
That's true. I shit. I'm going to... Go on your use by looking in your eyes, start rubbing on your chest, like just shit like that. But I don't know how to like
rubbing on her chest. Like how? Like what? You gonna rub the middle of her chest? Press on her chest? You gonna rub her chest?
I'm gonna press her chest, make a circle around her areolas, pinch her nipples. Like feel me? But yeah.
No, keep going. We want to hear it.
Bro,
keep going, man. No, you're okay. Keep going.
I don't know if I'm going good or bad, bro.
No, we it doesn't matter. Keep going. We need to hear this. Keep going.
I. Shit. Come on, my other thing will be on your neck. And while I'm stroking my dick on your U-spot, I'm going to... Bro, it sounds weird, like, saying it to y'all, bro.
Dog, we're trying to ascertain what's going on here, buddy. Come on, now. Tell us what happened.
Hey, how is this going to help?
Dog, we're trying to tell you by what you're saying, because you're saying all this to her, so we're going to show you why she didn't stop talking. You said she stopped talking to you. So go ahead and finish what you were saying to her. We can figure out why she stopped talking to you. Hurry up, man. What else you say?
Okay, when do I stop? I'm not
at the areola. I think you're at the areola. No, hands on her chest.
Something about stroking
in her U spot. Yeah, you were stroking inside her U spot. So then what?
Right. Yes. Well, this feels so weird saying it to you, bro.
No, it's okay. We're not judging you, man. We got you.
And then I'm slotted in, and I'm gonna start stroking, digging into you. While I'm digging into you, I'm gonna make sure your legs behind your neck, like.
Wait, call her.
Bro, I don't want to keep going. Bro. This feels not weird.
Her leg behind her neck.
Her feet.
She said her leg behind her neck.
Feet.
Hold tight.
Bro, can I stop?
Oh, this is very important. Keep going. This is very important because we've got to figure out why she stopped talking to you. So keep going. Don't stop. Keep talking.
It's
we're setting this up.
Okay. I slide it in. Okay, I slide it in her feet behind her neck. My arms on in her thighs. You know, I'm stroking this shit and grinding this shit, doing a little like whining your pussy face shit, and then.
Now wait, hold on, caller. Did she say anything in between that, or is she still listening to you?
No, she's not listening to me, bro. Like I'm not. No, nigga. Bro,
hold on, wait a minute.
I ain't good with what.
Just call it. Two ears, one mouth, brother. What was said right before you decided to be as horny as a motherfucking rhino, but as pale as an albino? What was said, call it?
I feel like you said, wait, say that one more time? I didn't get that.
Oh, what did she say in order to trigger this paragraph, call it?
Or like, wait, say that one more time? Bro,
brother, am I speaking Cardinese?
Alright, say it one more time,
What did she say which triggered that reaction, brother? What triggered you to say all that, brother?
Oh, like on the train ride, like she was talking about, she wanted to like see me again. Like when I get off, she was like, what's up?
See you how? See you why? What is that about?
She didn't say that.
All she said is she wanted to see you, and you start getting horny as shit.
No,
you're scaring the bitches. You're scaring the bitches.
I know, bro. I know. That's why I felt uncomfortable. Like,
no, what did she do for the dick if she ain't even asked for it? She ain't even say she want it.
I'm being too easy.
What's she doing for the dick, God?
I'm being too easy. See, like this is like the downside moment that I wanted to share with y'all, cause like,
Cause what, buddy?
Cause this is bad, and this is probably the worst that like happened in like a while. I think it's the worst pair of screenshots I had this year. So it's like, if I share it with y'all, it's like, I bet if this happens again, if I'm even lucky enough for this to happen again, I don't know.
You keep using this word, if, caller.
Wait, so what do I replace if?
When do you hear these two men over here say if?
Yeah, when's the last time you ever heard us say if, big dog? You don't even say that shit. What does that mean?
I feel like I have if, like, ingrained into my vocabulary. So what do I replace it with?
I call it,
if
you do
or
you don't.
If it, okay, yeah. If it does happen again.
We ain't wasting time in between the dotted line.
When it does happen again, I'm ready for,
You're not.
Like,
how about you make it happen? How about you provide her with an opportunity to have some divine unity?
I mean, I would hurt. And I need standards. I have no rules, bro. I need standards.
Oh, So she said, all she said was she wanted to see you. And you said you wanted to see what her ankles behind her head. And what did she say after that?
No, I didn't say all this.
You just told her.
You just read the messages out loud. What did she say in reply to those messages, Carl?
Run it back. Okay, run it back. Hold on.
But I don't keep yelling.
Run it back, bro. Look, Steve, you asked me what I said, and then I told you up to the U-spot and then the stockings, and then you said continue, and then I was like, oh, you want me to freestyle, and then you just said continue. All right,
wait, call it.
No, brother, it don't matter. What did she say to you after you said that shit?
It's in the screenshots. Hold on.
I'm asking you right now, my nigga. What did she say?
She said, oh, you hot. You got me thinking here.
Right. And what did you do then?
Keep fucking.
And then I said, turn on your fan because it gets hotter. You might not be ready for what I thought.
But
and then she was like,
turn on your fan.
Turn on your fan? She says, she's like, okay, you talking some shit. And now you like went back to kiddie school.
And can you, Miss Crabtree, can you turn on your fan, please?
It's mighty hot.
Right.
My thing's getting warm.
And then she said,
why you ain't tell her, she said she was thinking, brother. Why you ain't make her think about the route that she was gonna take to get on your couch? Come on, brother. You going to talk about fans, brother, are we worried about fans or plans? Oh, but you seem to be worried about fans. That wasn't cool.
It was not cool at all. It was corny as shit, bro.
It wasn't cool, and you blew your opportunity. It wasn't cool, and you blew your opportunity like a fan. So I guess you get the last laugh, huh?
Yeah, women don't want to hear that shit, though, dog. She's a mature woman, dog. She's not in high school. That shit you're saying is like junior high school type shit. Why the fuck would she want to hear that? No, because then she know that if she gave you the ass, you're going to be like this.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm in. Oh, my God. It's really warm. Ty was right. Whoa, this is nice. Man, I need to stop raising YouTube and become a man. Woo, this is good.
That's how you're going to sound, dog. You never got it before.
No, I have, but it wasn't by game. It was like...
by money?
No.
Did you
It was because she felt me, like she just liked me. And I was like,
oh, you
okay.
Mean, sorry for you. Forgave you some feel sorry for you, pussy?
I don't think so. She was like, oh, I like you. And I was like, okay, how much do you like me? And
how much you like? Wait, brother. Did you fucking say to another woman, like, I like you, how much do you like me? Or
how much do you like me?
Why would you ask that question?
I was like, prove it. I was like, prove it. And then she I don't have game. What do you expect, bro? But yeah, I was like, prove it. And then she sent me like, you know, nudes and shit. And then I was like, you ever fucked in a park before? And mind you, I'm a virgin. And then she was like,
Wait. You're still, wait. So you only got one piece of pussy, right?
Yeah, zero.
And I putty.
Well, he said zero. Are you still a virgin?
Pussy.
Wait, are you a virgin or you got pussy one? You got it one time.
I got it one time, and I got ahead after that.
I just heard you was a virgin.
Yeah, man, virgin, man.
Yeah.
Did you not just say that, Carly?
Yeah.
So how are you a virgin with one body?
I was a virgin before the body. Wait, am I saying this wrong? Like, hold on. I just told you the story of how I lost
brother,
my
brother, sister. Brother, is English your second language?
Might as well be, bro.
Brother, I'm not trying to play you, brother. I'm being serious.
You said.
Yeah, y'all lucky I got tough skin, bro. Y'all lucky I got tough skin.
Brother, ain't about your skin, brother. But listen, I'm trying to understand how you can be a virgin with one body. All right, so you had sex. You've been inside some pussy, correct?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Brother, understand this. Time is of the essence. And it's going to teach you some lessons. And what you learn this time is that you're doing too much clucking and not enough fucking. She said, oh, you got me thinking. Brother, make her think even more. Brother, listen, what's understood don't need to be explained. Brother, you should have gave her that location. Excuse me, not that location, but the date and the time. And then she would have found a play to grind. And that's all you needed to say. You ain't need to talk too much, brother. What is there to talk about? You said you was going to show her, right?
Right.
How do you say you're going to show her first and then keep talking? That don't make sense, brother. So you're contradicting. So you're creating fiction. And now some friction between you and that pimping.
No, he created friction. Now he's bitching.
Now he's bitching.
We over here dissing.
Listen, you know what you could do? You in New York, right?
What happened?
Correct. You in New York, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now listen. You go ahead and send me her information. It's feeling if you're walking. Brother Steve, go ahead and send me your information because Philly ain't too far from New York. And I can finish if you never start.
I will dead ass send it to you, bro.
Brother. Did I stutter?
I got you. I'm going to send it to the Discord.
Man, no, we used to do that shit all the time, dog. Hey, yeah, just sit our way, dog. We got you, dog. We'll clean up your mess, dog. We'll clean up your mess, man.
To wrap it up before I go. Wrap it up.
Yeah, before we go, motherfucker, what's up?
I gotta stop clucking. Start fucking. I be chatting too much. If I say I'm going to do something, like, what am I still chatting for? Like, just set it up and leave it like that, right? When it comes to, like,
Keep clucking. My God.
Wow.
Keep clucking, brother.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. Keep on the clucking.
Brother, then you don't want to talk. You had everything to say in the motherfucking DMs.
Bro, I'm gonna send a Discord.
What you gonna say?
Did I ask for her Discord or her Instagram?
No, I'm gonna send it to you. I'm stupid as fuck, bro. Alright, hold on.
Oh God, that can't. This has gotta be.
Wait. Her Instagram. Her Instagram is in the screenshot.
Well, all right, I'll send him the Instagram. I'll send that shit to him.
Yeah.
All right, but
you're really about to talk. All right,
talk.
No, she all right, I guess.
Give me that she all right shit. She, you was caking that motherfucker.
Let her go, bro. Let the hoe go.
I did let it go, bro. I did let it go, bro.
God. Fuck.
I sent it to the players, bro. I sent it to the players. I'm tired, so. Yeah, get her right. Get her right, bro. Couldn't do it.
All right, man. We about to wrap this show up, man. You done, dog? Done with that silly-ass shit, dog? Not you, Ty. This guy. You done, big guy?
Yeah.
Like the Virgin Chronicles.
Yeah.
All my UK guys, I'll be kicking off a show early in the morning, so it might be 3 or 4 or 5 East. I don't know, but it'd be early morning, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. And I'll be kicking out of another Driving with the Dean tomorrow, where we're gonna talk about creating orders. We're gonna have 2 of them back to back while I'm driving. One in the morning, then one sometime in the afternoon and shit. We might kick off another one, but yeah, fuck. All right, caller, we're done with you, man. You know what we want you to do, right? You know what to do, right? Call her?
Now call her. She ugly. I'm blocking you. On her behalf.
On her behalf. Oh, my God, Ty, boy. You fool, boy. Hey, 347. Dweller. Oh, he ran off. He ain't saying nothing now. All right, he gone. He out. Get rid of him. Poof. All right, Ty. All right. We go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up, man. You go. I'm sure you got to go talk to your dojos, and I got to speak to my motherfucker.
Man, you know what's going on, man.
Ty, it's all.
No, man.
Ty, oh, wait. Oh, something else. Oh.
Whatever.
No, I thought you said you got something else going on and shit.
Oh, no. You already know what to do, man.
Oh, yeah, I already know what it is. I know what it is.
Night don't end. Yeah.
Night don't end. That's why, hey, why y'all think I'm doing a live show early? Night don't end. Night don't end, guys. Night don't end.
Night don't end with a life full of scene.
Yes, sir. So all the... Hey, all those dojo guys, we're going to talk to y'all later. I got to talk to my Me Pill community. But, Ty, I always appreciate you. And, Ty.
You know what's going on, brother?
To the moon, dog. To the motherfucking
moon. Live, man. You might have to. Oh, yeah, no. You're going to still be live on the stream?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going to just say goodbye, and then I'm going to roll.
We'll check out the Man Mindset on YouTube. We're going to be live later tonight.
Yeah.
UK guys.
And shout out to your people, man. Shout out to your people. I appreciate you, man.
You know what's going on, man.
Dojo, baby. That's my dog right there. Thank you, Ty. All right, guys, listen, we're about to wrap this up. We're going to be kicking off. We're going to be talking about privacy and being picky, how that helps you and can benefit you with women. But then we're going to also talk about creating order tomorrow. So we're going to do a creating order probably about, let me see here, maybe around noon East. Noon East, we'll be talking about order. We're going to do a show early in the morning, okay? We're going to kick off a show early in the morning, okay? So I just want to let y'all guys know that we're going to kick off a show early in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. It's probably going to be like 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, but we're going to kick off a show. We'll do the privacy first. Then after we do the privacy guys, we're going to do a creating order, how a man creates order. With a woman and stuff. It's very important that you must create order. So we're definitely going to talk about that. But, guys, hey, we did a good job, man. Most love. We kicked it 5 hours this time, baby. That's what the fuck we do. We chop it up, guys. Guys, always remember the graveyard. Like I always say, always remember that. Remember you're the last one. Remember this one thing. One thing everybody had in common that they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, okay? Remember the graveyard, guys. So remember. Holler at your boy. Hey, everybody, we good. We gonna kick it all the way to the moon, right? Dojo to the moon. All the dojos, all the dojo young ones. We gotta appreciate you as well, man. So we're gonna wrap this up, and I'm gonna see y'all in a few hours, preferably 3 hours, maybe 3.5 or 4 hours. We're gonna kick it live. Just subscribe. We'll go live, and then we'll be going live again around noontime East to talk about creating order. So we will continue this while we do some rhyme with the Dean and stuff like that, okay? Guys, y'all are great men. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, guys. We're going to talk to you guys later.
Just like that, Man Mindset. just like that, man mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Nowadays, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her.